Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Code.
Oh.
Come by baby mama's leave. room in your stomach.
You are now listening to the sound of
I might dance on these niggas, put the gun in the butt. The gold jimmies, little mirror, little sun in the clutches. Don't slip up, little nigga, put the sun in your nuts. What? Yo, dude, what the fuck if you trust? You won't run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once it's broke, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your fam and your mans in the shot off. I'ma get the amp for your amp, blow your top off. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with the nigga, better open the safe. You better come with the money, better show some weight. I'm gonna come with the gorillas, cause I run with the ace and put shots in your butt like you wanted to kick, huh?
Do you wanna see? queen bee.
What?
IQ. Mike Cube.
Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the light box. 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat. As well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies, presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen One Way, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes. History will be made once again. Gagoween.
A tiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a tiki.
I wanna have a tiki.
Excuse me. Never smoked before a show. It's a kiki. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and queens, and those are just not fucking sure. I am Jason Bridge. My mother is running late. How the fuck are you? I am proud to be an American, aren't you? Vote or gag. With that being said, let me bring on the rest of the crew. I'm going to start in no particular order. My little brother, J-Rock, are you there?
Here.
My big brother, Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
That bitch that just can't never seem to get enough, Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here. And you heard ladies first, bitch.
You ain't no lady, miss.
No, please, honey. Yeah, I'm in rare form tonight, queens and kings.
Yes. Okay. And Naima, are you there or are you still drying off?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Why is she drying off? That's like giving wet dogs. What do you mean is she drying off?
Well, she was in the shower.
Ooh, Naima.
So,
people supposed to do take showers.
So let's start with, how do you all feel about that debate tonight?
I can't comment. I'm ashamed to say I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Keisha, are you there?
Hi, everybody. Good evening,
who
everybody.
Where she became a co-host?
I can answer
Honey,
that.
It
I
just came across
I can't
my
get jiggy with this shit. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
She's not a cast member. She's just saying hi. Keisha is one of our loyal listeners. You will respect.
I know who the hell Keisha is.
You
I'm
will
just
respect
with her.
You will respect that lady.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing today?
This shit. I can't.
Hey Keisha.
So Tiffany, you said you didn't look at the... I'm sorry, Keisha. You said you
no,
didn't
look at...
No, because
I don't like to watch commercials or whatever, because I de-wrote it, you know, I recorded it, and then, you know, once I get, you know, my gremlins to sleep, you know, then I watch it. You feel me?
Well, bitch, that's why you watch it on CNN. Ain't no commercials on CNN.
Well, I recorded it, honey.
But
so
you don't have cable.
Oh, you got me fucked up. I got direct, honey. Direct TV, boo-boo, with cable, honey.
Got
a direct antenna.
Mark,
oh,
what did
girl,
you think of the
man,
debate?
You still got basics.
I thought it was very good. I thought Obama was excellent. I thought he was very, very on point. I thought that he addressed issues that only needed to be addressed and not what everybody wanted to hear. And I think that's what's wrong with America. As soon as things don't work out in a certain way, which I'm one of those Americans sometimes, you know, you just kind of like lose all hope. But I don't know, Obama, he did it for me tonight, you know, opposed to the other three debates that they've had, or two.
Can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead, Keisha. I was about to ask you what you
Yeah, I don't have to say that Obama, he articulated what he had to say. I think he was to the point. He was concise. I think he was very eloquent. And like Mark just said, you know, he didn't beat around the bush. He gave you strict answers. You know, the other guy, you could tell he was telling you stuff that you want to hear. Stick to the point. You know, he was going around in circles and telling people what they want to hear. We don't want to hear. We want to know what you're going to do when you're in office, not what you think or what you should. What is going to happen? And I think Obama is reality. Rama is all fantasy, my opinion.
Okay. So was that what you pressed one to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back in the queue and finish bringing on in once. And thank you. Stay right where you are because secretly you are a part of the cast because I live for you, Keisha. But I'm going to put you back in the queue and we'll come back to you in a minute.
Can you get my opinion?
I was getting see, bitch. I was coming to you. I was working my way down Sesame Street, bitch. I was at your door. I was saying bye to Keisha. Naima, okay. How did you like the debate?
Well, this is how I feel. I feel like, you know, Obama played it, he played it well. You know, when he first did the, you know, the debate or what have you, you know, people was like, oh, he didn't, you know, he didn't give it to Mitt, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. We also had to realize that, you know, and I'm not being racist when I say this, but we had to realize that we're living in white America, okay? And the last thing us blacks or us as a people need is to see, you know, for the white people to see another angry black man in there trying to hand it to them, because at the end of the day, he need those white votes. So I feel like he played it well. You know, if the girls say that he didn't argue enough, he didn't do enough, okay, let's just say if he went off like the vice president did with the other child. If he'd have went off with Mitt Romney on the first round like the other child did last week, then they'd have called him all types of niggas, all types of angry black men, all types of things. They'd have said all types of shit about him. So he can't win for trying. But I feel like this time he played it well. He gave it a little bit. He let her know, like, that you are not in charge of the girls, okay? I am. But I'm just letting you know what it is or whatever, that you're not going to try to hand it to me. But he kept his cool, too, because at the end of the day, he still need his vote from the girl.
True. I just need to say this. It's going to bear off subject for just a second. But you know what really gets under my motherfucking skin? And I hope this is the last time I have to say this. And this is just my views. But what really gets under my motherfucking skin is when dumbasses hit me up and say, what's the topic tonight? Okay, you know on Monday nights, we do motherfucking recaps.
you know on Tuesday nights, it's a fucking Kiki with the Tea Party. The only time you need to know what the topic is on the State of Emergencies with Jasmine on Wednesdays. And sometime throughout the night on Tuesday, the CEO will come on and you'll hear her, "I was born with my hand." And she will tell you what her topic is for Wednesday night. It really gets under my skin. It's like digging your nails on a chalkboard when you say, "Well, what's the topic?" When you know Mondays is a recap of every ball or whatever happened over the weekend, and then on Tuesday nights, we make a kiki out of it, and it's a tea party. God damn. Vote a gag. And back to our regularly scheduled program.
Already in progress.
You mean
that? Well, I wanted to say something else too. Now, okay, you know this slogan, and please, you know, I don't want no callers crucify me when I say this. Okay, now the slogan, you know, vote a gag or what have you. Now, you know, I've seen people have different YouTube messages or different messages, you know, saying that if y'all don't vote for Obama, they're going to take away food stamps, they're going to take away your welfare, they're going to take away your, you know, your things or what have you. But let's think about, and I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. I'm not being fierce. I don't want nobody to please cover me when I say this. What is wrong with independence? What is wrong with actually getting up off of your behind if you're able? Keyword here, if you are able, and going out and doing something for yourself or what have you. You know, people say, you know, Mitt Romney is, you know, is all of these many things. But, you know, other people are like, well, you're going to vote or you're going to gag, you know, you won't have the wealth or you won't have this. If there are some people that can actually work, whether you are cleaning toilets or you are maid or whatever the case may be, then, you know, maybe they could, you know, why not do that? I mean, you know, my whole thing, that's all I'm saying. You know, what's wrong with independence? We were an independent, and we still are in some degree, an independent country. So, you know, let's keep the momentum, and let's, you know, I don't know. All I'm saying is just that some things I side with Romney and some things I side with Obama. But at the end of the day, I like Obama. I love him. I'm going to vote for him. That's all I'm saying. Don't nail me to the cross. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Girl, give me my motherfucking goddamn Lone Star card. I'm going to go get me some food stamps right now.
Okay, breaking news. Breaking news. Dev wants to come on and address the cast. We will bring him on and see what he has to say.
Who?
Hey,
Quirky.
Everybody. Your mother.
What's
going on?
See, Switchboard, see, she just crossed the line, so you can mute this bitch already. I don't do mama jokes, not with my mama.
Oh, sorry, because I don't want to get uppercutted.
You going to jail now.
Yeah,
with a sandwich. So, Devin, what is it that you want?
Oh, my God, today, this is a very interesting, so I got a lot of little new discussions that I just found out. My red phone kind of blew up about some of the comments that was talked about last night with this whole entire ban list and some of the girls that came in. You know, it's not really totally in all fair from what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all had to get around to that before the debate. But, you know, y'all know y'all got to get back to the debate. Naima,
The
answer to your question, what's wrong with it, or what you said, what's wrong with everybody being an independent person? There's absolutely nothing wrong with being an independent person. The idea of being an independent person comes underneath the head of somebody saying, imagine what happens when you don't get the fair break that everybody else gets. It's not so much independent situation, it's about the idea of it being a level playing field. If I don't get dealt the same cards that you get dealt, and then you turn around and you rig the deck, then we have a problem. It's not that, oh, well, you can't do it whether you be scrubbing toilets. Imagine the fact that you were already scrubbing toilets. Now, imagine you've been scrubbing toilets for four generations because people won't allow you to do anything else but scrub these toilets. When are you ever supposed to break ground and move up out of that situation? Many people, like your parents, my parents, all of us had struggles. So when people start saying, well, I've already struggled through this, but now my children got to struggle through this because they can't get a fair break. In the case of, like, immigration, you have that setback. where people say, well, now I'm going to tell you to leave the country. Well, who's going to leave the country voluntarily after they did everything and they did everything within their power to get in here? Well, then they turn around and say, well, we're going to cut all your benefits. We're going to cut all your social programs. We're going to cut everything that we possibly can, you know, cut, and then we're going to ship you out. Then they turn around and tell black folks, look over there at the Mexicans. They're the ones taking your jobs. But the reality is you don't like us either. You didn't like us at the moment you got us off. You didn't like us the moment we stopped picking cotton for you. So now all of a sudden you in a hurry. Now you all of a sudden, now you want us to sit around and fight with the Mexicans about our jobs. And now everybody wants to turn around and start these arguments. It's not so much what it is. It's more, it's not the less of independence. I believe nobody hates lazy black folk more than lazy black folks. Nobody hates lazy Mexicans more than Mexicans who have a job. Nobody hates poor white, you know, poor white trailer trash more than white folk who get out there and have a job. Nobody's more ashamed of their minority than their majority. Nobody else. If you actually go to a neighborhood where 75% of the neighborhood is actually employable, everybody's employable, you think they don't look at that person that got 7 or 8 kids with a welfare check sitting around there saying, I wish I could sit my ass on my ass all day and pop out kids and take my ass nowhere and don't do shit? But they know they got to go to work. Nobody hates lazy folk more than people who actually work.
You can't
Nobody
say that
hates
because
a nigga
some people's
more than
situation
a black person.
Is just different. How do you know that some mother that had 8 children is not disabled at this point and can't do nothing but collect?
That doesn't look, and just like, and you know what, Mark, you on the right point with that. And to me, that's understandable. But the problem is like I said, nobody disregards their own like we already disregard them. But the thing about it is it a level playing field? If you're able to get out of jail, say you go to jail for a crime, everybody know mandatory sentencing. You know you go to jail more for having crack than you do for having cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But who sells majority of the crack? Blacks. Who sells majority of the cocaine? Whites. And you trying to tell me that it's a level playing field?
Okay. So, Dev, the switchboard is saying, is that what you came on to address that night?
Oh, I came on to. Well, okay, I had to get that one out. The new thing is, okay, unfortunately, we came up with a new band list. Everybody knows that I'm not really a big fan of this band list, but now I'm listening to. Not only are you not being, it's a big ass issue coming up where it's about to boil over right now with people saying it's not going to be a fair
match. You're not going to be able to see the yellow. I'm going to have a white shirt under it.
Mute Keisha, please.
Well, they're saying it's probably not going to be fair and it's probably not going to be biased. So y'all going to get the break. Y'all should get it today. Well, y'all probably won't get it by the end of the day. But already the people are already saying this is going to be biased based off of the stuff that just happened in Indianapolis. When people who weren't there are turning around and dictating to those who were there. Those who were there kind of didn't vote on the idea of what was going on about the fight or the situation. So that's going to be something really interesting that y'all might want to stay tuned for, exactly how we get into the ban list.
And how do you know about this?
Oh, baby, the red phone lit up the moment the shit happened.
Okay, well, you know what I want to say about this ban list? Because they did this ban list yesterday, and it was
Wait a minute, Naima. I'm sorry. I'm still talking to Dev about some situations. And who called you on the red phone?
Oh, no. See, I can't do that because I can't get those people put out of there. I can't get people put out of the room if we're still in the middle of breaking stories. But the situation did come up. Where they started addressing, when the people actually started addressing that conversation, where a majority of one house is going to be put on the ban list, and another house, maybe one.
Well, let me tell you something right now, okay? I'm gonna be completely honest with you, brother, okay? If you think that the girls don't know where you're from and you just made that statement, I'm not going to get the girls put out of the room, then I think that you're sadly mistaken because somebody is going to put A and B together. So I don't even know if that red phone rung while you put that up because the girls are not stupid.
So on that note,
I'm confused, honey. I don't know what
the hell
is going on.
Well, Tiffany, just go in your little bag of snacks and just be quiet.
Sister alone about snacks.
I thought she went on the planned diet.
Right. And some celery and some apples and some peanut butter. Now,
well, don't worry
Dev,
about it. Yes,
anything else, Devin? Do you have anything
no, that's
else? Okay, well, thanks for reaching out. We're going to put you back on hold now. Now, Naima, what did you have to say about the ban list? Oh, I'm sorry, private caller and private caller.
Yes, this is Father Savali Meekly.
Thanks for reaching out. Have a good night. Naima, what were you about to say? That is not the father for the House of Meekly. There is only one person in charge of that house, and that is Nicole. You are not going to disrespect that lady on this show. She has done nothing to anyone on this show, and we will not disrespect the House of Meekly like that. Thanks for reaching out. You're not dealing with Jason. You're dealing with Prince Bridge. Thanks for reaching out. 570-677. I can't wait to see that big bitch at Gagawing. I'm going to be on the ban list. 5-7.
And you'll be another one who will be flower singing and flower.
Anyway, hello.
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 Hi. Hi, how are you guys?
How are you?
Bless.
Who are you?
Soaking Wet.
Your name is Soaking Wet?
Basically.
Okay, that's interesting. How can
so
we help you
so today? It is interesting because when you look me up, I'm gorgeous. So what's today's topic?
Okay, well, we're going to put you back on hold, and when you hear what the topic is, you can press 1, and then you can chime in. Thanks. Now, Naima, what were you going to say?
They talked about that ban list so long, so drawn out yesterday. And, you know, it's like we are not going to be long and drawn out with that ban list tonight. Now, the girls are going to say that that is biased. Other people are going to have problems with it. This is just as good. It's going to be what it is. They had problems with Allah. They had problems with Jesus Christ. Okay? Listen, it is what it is. Your name end up on it, or if your name is not on it, don't do shit to get on it. So don't worry about it.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Private caller.
Hey, can I say something about this band?
Go ahead,
J-Rock. Say nothing. Okay. I think that these queens are the dumbest people in the world if they're getting mad about a goddamn band list. And I'm going to say this because I'm a person of order. Bitch, if you are so fucking bothered by a band list, like Naima said, don't do nothing to get on the fucking band list. The people that have been fighting or the people that are violent, guess what? They're not saying nothing about the ban list because they really don't want to be on a ban list because they do want to attend the function. But, bitch, if you that retarded to go intentionally get on a ban list, you should not be in the ballroom anyway. Don't nobody got time for that. Motherfuckers came to come walk these motherfucking balls and everything. Y'all trying to get them shut down before I get to my motherfucking category? Bitch, y'all are stupid, and I said that, meant that, not
incoming
that,
transmission.
Okay, private
girl.
Yes, J-Rock. Yes, little bridge. Private caller.
Oh, girl.
Okay, next caller.
Do they really want you to call out the number?
Private caller. You're on the air, private caller.
Are you serious?
Okay. So, we're all in the official room, and the CEO posted a riddle. I'm not really good with riddles. Okay, private caller.
Hello?
If you're pressing 1 by mistake, please press 1 and take your hand down if you don't have anything to say. Private caller.
Let me tell you what I'm saying.
No, it's 5 different private callers. And in a minute, I'm going to do what Kelly used to do, and we're not going to take any private callers.
Right.
Private caller.
Yes, good morning.
Bitch, you old hack. Why are you playing on the phone?
That's not me. I'm just calling in. I took my favorite quiz. Yes. My old time appeal.
Oh, God. God. Maya, what the hell do you want, old lady?
Nothing. What's going on?
Nothing. We sitting over here and see what she wants because she's another. Okay.
That's how Big Time Brooklyn and the chat room is a key, honey.
What is she doing?
He said, if I hear Bad Lips one more time, I'm going to jerk the hell off.
Oh, shit. Okay, so back to what I was saying. The CEO has posted a riddle.
Bad Lips.
And we're not going to stay on that ban list all night long. They did that for hours yesterday, and it was blah, 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 blah. Yes.
I want Ty to put up a video.
You want to put up a video? Speaking of videos, Maya.
Yeah.
I heard it's a porno out there with you and Frederick Douglass getting them behind the tool shed, bitch.
Yeah, in the middle of the woods with the barrels.
Was that after they came out from under the ground off the railroad, the Underground Railroad?
Yeah. No, see, Harriet was over there, you know, with the men in the field.
Okay. 347-413.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Hi, Jason. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, you're speaking with Sean.
Okay.
I have a question just about this ban list because I'm so confused about this ban list. Like, why, number one, why do they even have a ban list? And number two, for the people, who are the people that came up with this ban list? And number three, are these the same people that's always in something that came up with the ban list from the beginning?
Well, I know the only person I ever heard again on the ban list was Faith Ebony. That's, you know, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, but you're not the co-host, so how you still on here, Maya?
To answer your first question, the reason that the ban list is coming to play is because of the violence that has been going on for quite some time now, with people getting stabbed, guns being pouring out and shot in the air, people getting hit with cars, people being maced, people being verbally assaulted, people getting tore the fuck up, slapped in the middle of the night, slapped in the middle of the day, because of the violence. So to put an end to that so that bars can complete, they decided that they needed to come up with something that would deter the kids from being destructive. So they came up this ban list almost a year ago. But it's now going into play. It's finally been finalized. Apparently there are four people names already to go on it. I don't know the names, so please don't ask me that question. Those people needed to be addressed before the names are given out. So what's going to happen with the ban list is that the names that are going to go on the ban list will be banned from balls for 6 months. If they do something else, then they'll be banned for a year.
So can I just ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
So what if one of the major commutators get into a fight with someone or whatever and they start the fight, are they going to be banned too?
Yeah. Everybody's
yes.
going to be banned.
Everybody. Jesus Christ could come to the ball and smack the shit out of Satan, and because it happened at the ball, Jesus Christ will be banned.
Wow. But isn't it supposed to be an extracurriculum, like, activity or whatever?
Well, I mean, even the extracurricular activities at school, if we're in the school gymnasium and a fight breaks out at a basketball game, the people
right.
involved in that fight are suspended, correct?
Yeah, you're correct. You're right. You're right
because this is an extracurricular activity, then we are all adults. So adults should know how to carry themselves and should be able to have disagreements with other adults without fisticuffs. I should be able to say what I want to you. You should be able to say what you want to me. And at the end of the day, when I leave and go back to my table or you go back to where you were, it should be left that we just exchange words. You're not my mother. I'm not your mother. I didn't give birth to you. You didn't give birth to me. So I shouldn't be putting my hands on you.
Now, because...
Jason.
Yeah.
It's as simple as this. Everybody keep talking about, oh, it's extracurricular and all this stuff. If a Mason goes into a Mason meeting and slap the shit out of another Mason, he's going to have to answer to somebody in that Masonic lodge. That is extracurricular also. If you're any kind of club or organization or anything that you don't do in real life that's extracurricular and you step outside or make confusion, they're either going to put you out, but we know we can't really put people out of ballroom because it's like an open, it's like an open extracurricular activity. But you have to find some way to make some kind of order. When people used to read each other back and forth and throw shade and all this kind of stuff, they didn't go smack the fuck out of nobody. They probably was just being fierce, and then at the end of the day, they'll call each other on the phone or say, girl, you know, I got you together. But these days and times, you got these old wild, crazy motherfuckers that's going around slapping the shit out of people, you know, turning off lights and shit. Like I said at Gaggle, I would have my night vision on. So, bitch, if you try to slap me, I'm going to get you. Anyway, like I said.
Incoming transmission.
Okay.
There has to be some kind of order, so.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. We're caller. We're going to put you back on hold. 212-470.
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
This is Tony.
Which Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Milan.
Tony Milan. Hey, yes. Tony.
Hey, I was listening, and I pressed one. I meant to repress one because your answer was phenomenal. It was not enough four people on the list, but still, you got the point across, and I appreciate the fact that you listened, you pay attention, you and the co-host, and understand exactly what is going on. What I just would like to say is that it's amazing. I said it last night, I'm going to say it one more time. It's amazing to me that in the very few groups I'm in, because I don't think it's necessary to be in a whole bunch of groups to be in everything, but Everybody constantly for months, for years, have been saying something needs to be done, something needs to be done, something needs to be done. Then you get the parents, most of them are parents of these houses. And it's a parent and a leader. It's in just about every house represented by a parent and a leader, just about. They come together to try to do something positive, you know, because everything is always put at the footsteps of the seasoned generation, whatever cute word you choose to use, but people of a certain age, men and women of a certain age, they try to do something. They finally listen to what you have to say. And then it's a problem. Why? Because your girlfriend might be on it.
Right.
I'm really kind of lost at this. Like, I don't even understand. This is the reason why, and don't get me wrong, it kind of entails how black people are as a whole. It kind of shows why people ignore us so much, because you can't stick together on any fucking thing, anything. It just absolutely makes no sense to me. You try to nitpick something. I just feel lost if you try to nitpick something. And I don't think about the person just called. I'm saying in general. You try to nitpick something that you haven't even read, which makes no sense. We keep saying your parents, and that. So what are you trying to tell us, that your parents aren't giving you any answers? I think that when people call and ask about it, please ask them their name and their house name, please, their house affiliation, so that those of us on the council who are listening, we can now take it out with those people. Because other than that, it makes absolutely no sense.
Okay.
That's
thank you,
all
Tony.
I ask. Thank y'all.
Okay. Audience, listen. No shade. We talked about the ban list the week before it went into effect. We talked about the ban list the week that it went into effect. We talked about the ban list last night. If you have any other questions or concerns about the ban list, please meet with your House representatives, i.e. your mother, your father, the ambassador, the grandmother, the grandfather, the director, the aunt, the uncle, it don't matter. Speak with them. We will not spend the rest of the night talking about the ban list. Because if we do, I'm going to ban the list. Nicole, you're on the air.
Let me pick up the phone. Bitch, I just came to piggyback. I brought Tess one and took it off, but I came to piggyback on the compliment. Bitch, London has produced something that I think is very life worthwhile. You're an amazing personality, and you are fucking turning it. You know how to be messy, and you know how to put it together and to be real with it. Tony, what you said is appropriate, and what I was thinking, you said it, friends. That's it. Don't ask some more questions. You want to know about the band list? Go fight at the ball. Go fight at the ball.
Thank you,
Nico.
You're going
to put me back on hold. You're turning.
Thank you, Nico. So, 917792.
So, if I'm going to come born and I attack somebody, are they going to put me on the band list?
Kelly.
You know I had to come up here and mess with y'all, honey. I'm just listening, honey. I'm around, honey. Shout out to the whole cast and everybody, honey. I can't wait to see y'all next week, honey. Y'all can put me back on home. Yes.
That means, wait a minute, don't let Kelly go. That means, Kelly, you cannot bring the Dark Knight or the Joker with you.
Ooh.
What is that? Oh, I don't need to bring the Dark Knight or the Joker for me, baby. Trust me, honey. I can wait until the car pull out of the parking lot. Okay, baby, please, honey.
I can go right
down the road, honey, and take it. I don't have to do it there, baby. It's always a way to get a girl mistake, but I'm not here to promote violence. I hope everybody definitely went out and registered to vote. Today was the last day to register to vote, so I hope all of y'all is definitely registered to vote, because we need Obama in the office in the next 3 weeks, and everybody
yes,
that is listening on this radio show, and everybody that listens and that's online and on the rooms and everything, I hope y'all are definitely registered to vote, because we definitely need y'all out there to vote for this man. We need this man back in the office. We do not need that other man in the office, Miss Thing. I'm not going to even mention her name and give her no life, Miss Thing, because, baby, it's just going to be a mess.
Let me tell you
something, Trayvon. I'm not even going to read you, Trayvon, okay? I'm really not. I'm not even going to read you, and I'm not even going to stoop to that level, because you just want me to read you so that you can call in here to the show. But ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for you, Trayvon, okay? I've never been a bitch. This is one thing about me, bitch. I never been a bitch to be pressed or bothered about any motherfucking thing I do, baby, okay? Trust me. I don't need Obama in the office to get my motherfucking food stamps, Trayvon.
Ooh.
And yes, I do get $102 in food stamps on the 11th or the 12th of every month. I don't need Obama in the office to get my stamps, bitch. I'm going to get my shit regardless, bitch, because I'm going to do what I got to motherfucking do, bitch, okay? No lie, honey. And then I'm going to take and work that on the side to make sure that each motherfucking bill and cell phone is paid, and I'm fresh to death, and I'm at the next motherfucking function that I choose to go to, Trayvon. Ain't never been no shame in mother's game. Yes, mother's been getting her motherfucking food stamps since mother's been 21, and I'm 30. Okay? Baby, okay? Yes, I have been on stamps since they was given $68.50. Now they're giving $203. I ain't having that switchboard, okay? But I thank y'all for reaching out. Y'all can put me back on
Kelly,
home, honey.
Wait. I wanted to ask you something, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you make Trayvon's travel arrangements? Are we going to see him at Gagaween?
If Trayvon wants to come to Gagaween, Trayvon can definitely send me his information, and I can definitely get his travel arrangements. It's not a problem for Trayvon to definitely come to Gagaween.
Kelly, the Swiss boy said you sharing too goddamn much information. Shut the fuck up.
Why am I sharing, baby? I ain't ashamed of my motherfucking game, baby. Please, honey. The girls want to see. That's the difference between me. Before one of the girls can take it, read me, or put my business out there, bitch, I put it out there my motherfucking self, Miss
Okay, because she would tell the girls that she worked in Ritz Crackers.
Okay, please. I ain't got no shame in my game, honey. I do the damn thing, honey. But, you know, I'm just here. I'm just listening. I'm waiting for my company to come over before I hit Club XL. So y'all can just put me back on hold. And I'm
Thank
here and I'm
you,
listening.
What's up? Do we have any other calls for private caller?
Kelly is the key, bitch. I
okay.
live.
Private caller, are you still there?
So Judge at 999 said, thanks for reaching out.
Mm. Invite Trayvon, honey, to gag away, honey, and gag on slow ass.
Speaking of gag,
Kelly, come back.
I don't even think Trayvon is slow. I think it's all an act. Damn it. He's a couple of french fries short of a half of me, y'all.
He is. Okay, wait a minute. I'm waiting for the question to come through. What do you think of the riddles?
The riddle?
Yeah, you haven't seen the riddle?
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's going to win? The 666?
Yes.
Honey, baby. No one, because they all see it till it's involved, so I don't see none of them. I don't see none of them, honey. They better get out there and do the motherfucking damn thing, honey. But these girls are mad, Miss Day. I want to see who's going to come and who's going to motherfucking serve that night, Miss Day. The girls claim that they are legend and they paved the way for the new generation to definitely be out here on the floor. Let's see the legends out on this motherfucking floor, Miss Day. The legends had 6 months to take it, pull it together, and I hope that they're all together. Because after this, I don't want to hear shit about no legends and performance, Miss Day. It's all about the new girls, Miss Day.
No, Kelly, not that riddle. The riddle is, riddle me this, captains, what comes after 6 when night falls? Be prepared to gag. See you at the gag.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What comes after 6 after night falls?
I don't
damn know either. What the
Maybe
hell?
Freddy Krueger's gonna come. Or the devil himself might be in the building.
Oh, shit. Let me make sure I have my holy water.
Well, I'm trying to get the fuck up out of there.
Okay. So you girls better make sure you have your holy water and your cross, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be a lot of drinks.
It might shut down. So, Naima, did you find out where J-Rock is staying at yet?
Put Kelly Devil on. She said she waits for her company.
Did you find out where J-Rock is staying? Because I know where he's staying at already. So do you know?
Oh, wait, J-Rock, you like the girls for real? I thought you'd be bullshitting. But, oh, you and Naima got something going on playing. Gaggly. What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I hope you motherfucking ready for what's coming your way.
Me? What's coming my way?
I hope you ready for the storm that's coming through Houston.
Oh, baby, the girls want to, who's coming? Who's coming, Kelly?
Storm is coming through motherfucking Houston on Friday.
You coming, Kelly?
I'll be in Houston on Friday.
Yes, Kelly. Work. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Houston, get ready.
Too.
It's my first time in Houston, and I'm coming to give a grand slam performance.
Ooh, oh, girly. I'll be there Friday, too, girl. I get there Friday night.
Yeah, I'll be there Friday night at 10:30.
Oh, okay. Yes, Kelly, we're doing the club, honey.
Baby, yes, I'll be out and about, honey. I'm coming to shake the building up, honey. I'm coming to wake Texas up, honey. They say everything. I gotta go on that note. I think Freddy Krueger's at my door.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'm gonna need Kelly to cook something when she comes down here, since she can throw down. So is
be
everybody ready
gag.
For Gagaween?
Oh yeah, she do cook.
Naima got a footlong for you. She's gonna give that to you at Gagaween.
Oh.
So,
well, somebody put something in her mouth. My zipper is stuck.
Who? Me?
Who? Are you talking to Tiffany?
Whoever just said that.
Mm. I said that, but honey, clearly you don't have enough meat for me, honey. I'm a big girl. I like a lot of meat, a lot of ribs. I don't like little Vienna sausages.
Clearly you like a lot of meat.
If I wanted to hear shit from an asshole, I would have farted.
Oh, honey, you can't say
that.
Are
we all ready for gang?
So family. Family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are we all excited about Gagaway?
Uber excited.
Me too.
So, I'm Tiffany, have you made all your reservations?
Made my arrangements for what? I know where I'm staying. I already booked my ticket, honey. You talking about my way from the airport to the hills of the eyes of Maryland, honey, the country, wherever the hell it is. Suitland.
That's what will fuck you up.
I have that under the works, honey, yes. I'm going to have all my arrangements, honey.
Okay.
All my arrangements is done. I'm really excited. I really can't wait. I'm just so excited. I don't know what to say.
What are you most excited
sure
about?
I'm most excited about packing my bear mace, you know, for certain bears
in
the woods.
Oh, Lord.
That's a parking lot. But for the actual ball, I'm really excited to see the 666 category, because I just want to see, like, who's actually going to be the mystery figures. Like, let's, you know, that's just going to be the thrill part, to finally see who the mystery people are. And then I also want to see the grudge matches, if any of the beautiful ladies show up. And I also want to see female figure face. And then that's about it, honey.
Okay.
The rest I might be in the bathroom with Alexis, honey. I don't know.
Oh. Well, we'll see you when the half the ball is open.
So one of the things that I'm really excited about now because of this riddle really is getting to me. It's like grinding my motherfucking gears. So if the captain's out there listening, you can call in as a private caller and try to figure out the riddle, or help me figure out this motherfucking riddle, honey, because I just can't get it.
Well, in the meantime, while they're figuring it out, can we play a little game?
Oh, shit. Wait,
your
why
game.
We got playing it? I want to talk about Gagaway. Can we play a game?
Okay, well, Mark, what did you want to talk about Gagaway?
Well, I mean, I just want to say, you know, I'm really excited about coming to Gagaway and meeting everybody, you know, and just, you know, basically just having a good time. You know, I'm going to be stoned, so, you know, if you see me and I'm looking at you quite crazy, no, I don't want you. I'm just stoned. You know, I'm just, like, coming to have a really, really good time. Like, I really wanted to talk about Gagaway before Naima's game, you know what I mean? Because
okay,
less than 2 weeks away.
Right.
10 days and counting, honey. And
right.
Honey, unlike Mark, I might be stoned and I might do want you, honey, so just be ready for anything.
Girl, you just want anything that's got a penis.
No,
that's
I don't want
riddle.
Anything,
that's a
honey.
Riddle
I'm
in itself.
Selective,
that's
honey.
The
I don't
riddle.
Want anything. Have you looked at me? Do I look like I clearly I don't sleep with just anything, honey?
I've seen you.
Well,
unfortunately, I've seen
you.
What
the hell was that you picked up on the side of the road by the trash can in Atlanta?
Oh, baby, I didn't pick him up on no side of no trash can. I picked him up out the dope trap, honey, out the dope spot, okay? And
he looked like he was tweaking for a hit.
J-Rock, I'm not even finna entertain you. You got me all the way fucked up, honey. Honey, it didn't matter, honey.
He was so skinny. That motherfucker was 3 sheets to the wind.
I like him skinny like that. You know what that means?
He was black as fuck.
You know what that means? No, he was not black. You must clearly didn't see, honey. Was you on something that night? The sweat from Candy World had left you exhausted, boo-boo. Honey, he was not black. He was skinny like mother likes, honey. You know, that's, they have the bigger meat, the longer poles, honey. They could fit up all through that. They could really hit it good, the skinny ones. That's what I like, honey. So you worried about the wrong thing. I picked him up on the trap. He sprinkled that good cocaine on my cooch and licked it off.
Oh, my God, girl. Some stuff the air don't need to know. That's the problem with you right there. I'm concerned. Where are you staying at? What hotel are you staying at? Because I'm going to make sure my room is next to yours because I'm concerned.
Please, you can come in. What? Shit.
You
if I'm geeking, depending on how many eight balls I'm on, you might just come in and watch.
Bitch, I'm concerned for you, girl.
You don't need to be concerned, honey. She's good. She's clean. She's STD free, honey. So she's very good and clean, and it's just going to go digital, Gagaween. It's going to go digital. Halloween, Gagaween, shit, any ween, it's going down.
And that man left me, and that man cheating on me with you, and you just open your legs like a damn open sesame, bitch.
He didn't leave me for the legs. He left me because I don't have no tonsils, baby. He didn't tell you about that?
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
No,
I'm
gag
hanging
legs.
Up.
Let me stop my shit tonight. I'm just lying, honey. Let me stop.
Came across my desk. Tell that bitch, that bleeding cunt, I'm going to get her at Gagaween.
Please
oh,
do.
Lord.
She block. Okay. I'm not even going to go there. You know what? Please get me. I'm ready. I'm waiting for you. You're the bear that I want to spray with the bear mace. I'm looking for you. I'm searching for you. I hope you be there. I can't wait to see you. Love and kisses, transsexual Maria. I hope you see you soon.
Oh, my God. That's a Maya Angelou tease.
So this riddle is not, I mean, this riddle is really fucking with me. It's not fucking with y'all?
It's not really fucking with me, but I am kind of puzzled. I'm puzzled by it, so I think that's why I'm hanging it, because I'm like, you know what, I can't figure this out. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, that's why I'm not even going to read too much into it because it's going to hurt my head and I'm going to be upset because I'm not going to know and I'm just going to keep
like, I get mad
because I'm not going to know. Yeah, it's like going to piss me off that I'm not going to really know until I get there and I don't know what the hell it's talking about. So I'm just like completely kind of like, oh, okay, I can't focus on that because I want to know so bad. Like, the closer we're getting, it's like I really want to see who the hell these captains is and these damn team members.
Right, but that has to do with the damn riddle, because now I want to know
exactly,
what...
but I can't figure it out. So that's why I'm not going to get upset.
Well, if you're a captain, I'm just going to be a bold bitch. Fuck it, I wouldn't be London Sun if I wasn't a bold bitch. I'm just going to be a bold bitch and do it like this. If you're a motherfucking captain, call the fuck and disguise your voice, be a private caller, do whatever the fuck you need to do, but you need to call in here tonight. Unless
aren't the captain's mystery also, though, Jason?
Well, at this point, they don't have to be. I mean, it's a week away. Come on.
Yeah, I thought they in secret, though. It's six mystery. They can't get them to call in. I mean, it's mystery captains. I mean,
okay, that's what private caller is for. You ain't got to
but
say your name.
People might recognize their voice, though.
Because I'm going to let you know right now, if Selvin call in or somebody like that, we're going to know who it is.
Naima, you good with solving stuff. What you think about that riddle?
As soon as I read it, and I was high a little bit, honey, I was just like, I'm not going to do this. Because sometimes, because a lot of riddles that I've read, they actually rhyme and they go together. This one didn't. So I was a little like, I just kind of left it alone.
You excited about Gagaween, Naima?
Okay, somebody, go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry, you was asking Naima a question.
No, I was just asking if she excited about Gagaween, you know, coming to Gagaween and just, you know, hanging out. Like, what's going to be your highlight at Gagaween for you?
To see the vote, I really, really want to see that 666 and the Black Widow. I really want to see that. Like, everything else, but that could be Stones and Key. But I really want to see those two categories.
Okay.
Somebody said that they think that the riddle is 9. I thought that too, that it was 9. So they're saying, so does that mean they're going to be 9 teams now?
No.
But see, I thought that too, that it meant 9.
Okay, so that's what I do want to know. I don't think Jasmine don't need to come on to answer this, but y'all can answer it for me. Okay, so when we basically say it's going to be 6 teams, right?
The 16th, it's kind of like how it was in Candy World, meaning is it that the 16th they're going to battle each other?
Yes.
So it'd be one person, like one team left, right?
No, it's six different teams, and the six teams are going to go against each other till one final team is left standing.
Right.
And that'll be the winner. So they won't
okay,
have to,
so
once that team wins, they won't
production,
have
to. So it's like a time limit, you think, Jason, right?
No
like
production. It's just get out there and just battle.
My understanding, it was almost
as
like
a
Rumble
team,
style.
Though.
As a team, right.
Okay, not this one person against this one person from this team. Just six, the whole team battling one other team.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's like Rumble style, though. Like, you can a person on your team could get eliminated, but if one person is standing and wins, then your whole team
oh,
wins.
I'm sorry, no. Well, it's one-on-one.
Right.
Yeah,
it is.
They have to do a one-on-one.
It's a one-on-one battle, okay.
Let's just put it like this. You got Kevin, you got Kevin, you got Pretty, you got Kitty, you got Cassandra, and you got Meek as their mystery femme queen, and then you got six other people. They're going to match those people up together one by one to make them battle to see which team is going to be standing. I'm pretty sure out of the six people, that's going to be left, because if you really think about it, there can only really be six people left for the final round. So out of those six people, whoever's going to win or however many people is on a team, if you got two people still standing from one team, I would think that team is going to win. Unless one person from another team takes both of those people down.
Right.
See, I'm confused all over again, because then that seems like that would be like a whole long-ass battle then. Because if you're saying, okay, this one person going to battle this one person from that team, okay, one going to get eliminated, you stand to the side, then this one person going to battle, you got to do that with 6, 12, 18,
36
people.
Well, Charlie, 36 people. Gives, they do that on regular ball pay for just $100 or just a trophy. So I'm pretty sure
for real,
they can do it for $6,000.
Well, what
do
it matter? Her big ass going to be in the bag slobbing knobs all night long anyway. So it don't matter.
If I do that, first of all, I don't have sexual acts in public places. Because I'm going to slob a knob, I'm going to take them back to my hotel room. That's one. But 200, the only thing I'm going to might be doing is getting stoned in the bathroom, bitch, okay? So don't come for me. I didn't send for you, so come for me, okay?
But I'm knocking at your door. I'm knocking
keep
at your
cute,
door.
Bitch, or put it on mute, okay?
I can see this bitch going to be slow. They're going to be slow slinging and flower bringing.
Yeah,
you
but you and the beast will the beast Maria. Maria, Maria.
Girl, stick to your day job and don't sing.
She remind me of a West Side Story.
Y'all
yes.
know I said that on another subject. Y'all know I showed that you're going to jail to everybody at work. And bitch, when I tell you they damn near peed on themselves when they seen a girl teeth clack. I didn't know it had made a sound when he hit that girl. I never heard that sound, and they had it on the speakers in the office. And, bitch, when he said, you going to jail tonight, I said, bitch, did her teeth just black? And he knocked her out because she got up and said, bitch, you choked me. We said, choked.
Yeah, it was fierce, because mind you, because she was reading him down, honey, letting him have it and everything. And he was reading that, and then she put her hands on him. So that motherfucker pulled the front off and paused it. Like, you said, you going to jail now. And her ass, I'm talking about her ass.
Get on that,
she gagged. She gagged. He knocked the taste out of her mouth. She gagged in the name of everything, honey.
Okay, do we have any callers? Switchboard. I think we have a caller. 646-404. My skin's so oily. I need a chem peel. 646-404.
I think I'll say don't laugh at that. Bitch, it was a key.
Okay, well, can we play my game in the meantime? You know what?
Yeah, we can play your game. Private caller.
Yes, what happened? Hello.
We got a call from Harriet Tubman. She said, bitch, meet her out back.
Harriet,
she's
gonna
put her ass on
the
ban list.
I'm going to put her on the ban list. Where is the riddle?
The riddle is...
Maybe Maya can figure it out.
Yeah, because that bitch been around since the beginning of time. The riddle is, riddle me this. Wait a minute. Now I got to go back to the riddle for your ass, old woman. Where is TJ? He should have read this riddle to you. Riddle me this.
Right there.
What's the number? What number comes after six when the night falls? Be prepared to gag. See you at Gagoween Ball.
Well, in the coordinates of north, south, east, and west, you have 3, 6, 9, and 12. And after midnight, it's only 12 o'clock because that's strike of 12. And I think...
That's what I said, but she said no.
Okay, but how about this? 12 and 12 is 24. And then, you know, if you got, listen, if you got 3 teams standing and 1 team leaves and there's 2 teams left, did you break up one team and resurrect the team and split them into both of the last standing groups?
Ooh, that's a game.
Ooh.
And I thank you. It is Halloween after all, so gag.
Well, thank you, Maya.
And I know I'm going to be voting down. And I am not a team captain, but I am participating, and I thank you.
Well, we thank you, well, private caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Can't say too much. I'm trying to change my voice.
Okay.
What number comes after? Read it. It blatantly says what it is.
Well, the number that comes after six is 7, 8, or 9.
Okay. No, what number comes after the night falls?
Well, that depends on where you live at, because nightfall...
Yeah, it depends on where you live at.
One.
But thank you, private caller.
It'll be one.
What?
What?
Well, make a lick of harm, make a honey hole.
Did he say 13? I don't know. Thank you, private caller. This is getting
that hot. That voice is a key.
That, Beth, yes, that voice gave me very
much. Oh, Jason, Poetic Justice is on.
So,
with the afro.
Ooh. What's your game now, Emma?
I want to play the game called Your Mama. You got to hear the little mama joke for, what's her name?
I ain't playing that game. That game makes people
fight. Let's see how old everybody is, honey, with the mama jokes. Who come up with the funniest ones?
Oh, yeah,
you know, in
I
the
like
meantime,
that.
While we, you know, in the meantime, while we talking about other things, you know, we can just, you know, periodically, you know.
I just wanted to see how old everybody was.
Okay, 443-509.
You tell Switchboard to get on here and tell a damn joke that with no high age.
443-509.
I just had to tell y'all that boy scared the shit out of me. Oh my God. I'm looking around like, what the fuck? I thought somebody was in here. That's all I had to say. You can put me back on hold, not the show. Thank y'all.
Yes. Yes, Jasmine, you should have got that voice for the Gagoween commercial, honey.
That's gone.
So who do y'all think are going to be the commentators, Freddie, Jason, or Michael Myers?
Well, that be the case. We already have seen Freddie,
well,
Jason, and Michael Myers.
We know it can't be Michael. We can't be Michael Myers. He's a fucking mute. That would be a boring ball.
But he can get very high, yeah, because he sure like to chop the girl.
Oh, bitch. And Jason is a mute, too.
Oh, he sure is. I never thought about that. Well, he can't be. He can.
But Freddie will
can
give
be,
you your motherfucking life.
I guess,
well,
he could be a
motherfucking
judge.
More of a mute because he has to be. He's mutated.
Somebody could come at Saw because he's not mute. I mean, the you know, the little puppet Saw, the little thing that
Jigsaw.
Was on the mic. Yeah, Jigsaw. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, some people walking the streets of Philadelphia look like the little thing on a bike. Oh, Maria.
Oh,
bitch, what's his name on the little tricycle, the little puppet?
All right, let's put it like this. Who would you not want to hear on the mic at Gagawing?
I was getting ready to say something, but you know what? You're not going to do that.
So who would you not, who would be the least expected commentator that you would want to hear if they was going to do Gagawing? I mean, this is somebody, we're not talking about them coming or actually doing it. Who was the least person that you've known all of your times of commentating that you wouldn't want to hear at Gagawing?
That Blahnik man.
Oh. Private caller, you're on the air.
Now, why do you keep muting me?
Oh, bitch.
No, but listen, I got an idea. You're listening?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, will we be able to see the judges, or will the judges be concealed, like as far as us not knowing who the judges are?
That's the question that you would have to ask.
Well, I think the judging part of it all is
going to
be a really big gag-a-gag-a-wing.
That's going to be one of the questions that the CEO will address next week when she gives her final wrap-up of what she wants at the ball, what she's looking for at the ball, what she does not expect to see at her ball.
Yes. Can y'all keep me on the line? Because it's funny. I was talking about some stuff.
Girl, you're not part of the cast. Sit your old geriatric ass down.
Let me explain something to you, babe. You could have
Maya, have you seen the picture in the inner circle of the man doing that dead drop? I think he got you.
You said what?
That man in the inner circle that did that nasty dead drop, that old dead drop from World War II?
No, what you talking about?
You need to go in the inner circle and look at that picture.
She
that
got cataracts. She barely can see.
Oh.
I can see that you ain't gonna be one of the film queens in the thick because you damn sure ain't on your mound.
Ooh.
So that's how you feel. What you say, Maya? You can see I can what?
I said you ain't gonna be one of the film queens in the 666 because you damn sure ain't on your mound.
I don't need it, honey. I don't need to take a. I ain't took a moan in 15 motherfucking years. I don't need to take no goddamn moans, honey. Soft and cunt is back. Yeah.
Soft and cut is when you take a motherfucking moan shot, bitch. But you can jiggle your arm and the judge is standing.
Gagawing. The CEO and founder of the House of Couture.
They say
the only bitch to throw a ball can give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon. And lovely darling.
Is it
Jasmine Couture.
Hello everyone.
Hey Jazzy.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, hello.
Maya, what are you doing on the show?
Am I not allowed on the show?
You are allowed to call in and then be muted just like every other guest.
But that's fine. Please put me on mute, and I thank you. It's no shade.
Thank you, Maya. I mean, these girls, you give them a position and give them, you know, a seat on the panel, and then they want to play disappearance act and come when they want to come or have attitudes and then not come on anymore and then come when they want to come. It doesn't work that way around here. But, Maya, I appreciate you coming on, and I love when you're trying to solve the riddle. How's everyone doing?
We're good. I'm good.
I'm good. I'm real good.
Naima.
They said that.
Who?
Naima.
Yes, TJ. How are you?
How are you, Naima?
Fine, I'm good. Relaxing.
I haven't heard from you, Naima. You've been very, very silent.
I've been talking the whole night.
No, I personally haven't heard from you.
Oh yeah, well we'll be talking.
Yeah, we need to talk. You know, you haven't reached out. You haven't said anything.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking after this.
Oh, it's something I need to know?
Yeah.
Here we go. Mark, Naima, Tiffany, J-Rock, Keisha, how are you?
Hello.
Keish.
Is that her phone?
Keisha.
I'm...
Stick your head out the window, girl.
Not stick our head out the window. I need to hear my little beat. I was born with my hand. Can that be my intro? Since you don't want it no more.
I want it.
Yeah, so, okay, so y'all don't have to get quiet because I got on the line. I had to get on and, you know, address some things. So what's everybody talking about?
Well, the next...
I wanted to talk about, I mean, it just keeps running off track. I just don't know how. But I wanted to talk about what everybody's plans was for Gagween, you know. But for some reason, we got to Jason and we got to me, and it just spinned off. But that's what we just about, Gagween, and what the hell else did we talk about? Yeah,
well,
we're talking
we
about
can...
the riddle, more of the riddle. We want to. We're all gagging that we don't know the riddle. We're trying to figure it out, and we just can't.
Seven queen, 15 inches. You said you solved the riddle. The answer to the riddle is the teams that think they're going to battle with six, and the last team standing wins. But hell no.
what?
The last team is going to have to battle. The last team is going to have to battle for that 6,000. Mm. What is that? Mm. I'm not going to say anything. I guess you'll find out at Gagween. But yes, there is a riddle. So to every house that is listening, you know what's funny about this category? I know that there's certain team captains that are listening to this radio show because I speak with them and they tell me that they hear the show. And for the people that don't even know that you have a house member in your house that is a team captain, there's a lot of surprises that are going to take place at Gagween, a lot of it. And that's why everything is a mystery. And a lot of people are silent because when people are silent, they just don't know what is fucking happening. And because they do not want to look like idiots, they stay quiet. But for the people that do know, to the captains that are listening, and to the houses that know you have a captain that is participating that night, you are going to gag. And I did put a riddle out, and I will be putting stuff out the closer we get to the ball. But today, there is that riddle. What number comes after six when the night falls? And I just want you to be prepared for it. What number comes after six when the night falls? And you will find out at Gagween. Okay? So just be prepared and don't be surprised at all with what happens at Gagween. So I will leave that alone and I will leave that for the team captains to think about as you guys scramble to create your teams and continue to build your army for this ball. So we'll leave it at that. On another note, tomorrow's State of Emergency show, I want to bring up a couple of things. A lot of people have been hitting me up with different topics. And I like the topics to kind of piggyback off of things that have been recently happening. And basically, I need everyone to understand this. As far as this ban list goes, I think what we all need to do is sit back and just wait for the information to be released. So I was going to make that the topic for tomorrow, but unfortunately I'm not. I've also got a couple of hit-ups, basically in reference to relationship issues, in reference to Fem Queen issues, and as well as, of course, health issues. But a lot of that stuff we have talked about in the past. So I just want the cast members tonight to just kind of give me an idea of what you guys have thought about and maybe throw an idea out there, something that you think we should be able to talk about, you know, tomorrow. I really would like to start talking about the voting process as far as the voting goes, even though it is running out as far as a lot of cities and stuff, you know, as far as registering. But I do want to kind of maybe touch up on that a little bit and maybe see, you know, just kind of get it in everyone's head to make sure you are out there. You know, now that registration is pretty much over with in some states, but now make sure that you're out there and you are voting. Don't just take the time to register, but now make sure that you're there to vote at that time. So I want to bring that up as well, but what do you guys think tomorrow's topic should be about? Everybody don't speak at once.
I personally think tomorrow's topic should be about people who basically kind of know what's going on with them, you know, in general or whatever the case may be, but yet they don't have the courage to come out and say what's really happening. It's like they almost make up an excuse or, you know, but basically the topic should be people who can't really keep it real and why they can't keep it real.
Okay, that's a good one. Jason?
Right now, I think we pretty much really have talked about everything, but I think if we want to talk about some stuff, I would like to clear up some myths that people may have who have records as far as why they can't vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about the felon issue, about if you have felonies on your record, why you don't think you can vote when actually you really can.
Okay. Naima?
I don't really have, you know, anything. I would just, you know, go with the flow or whatever, you know, is for tomorrow. I mean, we definitely talk about the voting and the, you know, and the debate and stuff like that. But I guess, you know, it's whatever. I really didn't have really anything to really talk about.
Okay. J-Rock?
I have no idea what to talk about besides the mentality of these kids today and I don't know why they so fucking crazy and trying to understand them.
Tiffany?
I want to know why is illegal life of crime so rampant in the lesbian and gay community, instead of being just self-sufficient, working regardless if you got to work at McDonald's or you got to work for a 500 company. Why do people rest on illegal activities to just not even pay, some of them not even pay their rent, just to sleep on other people's floor? That's what needs to be talked about.
Interesting. That's a deep one. Okay. We have a private caller. Private caller, you on here?
Jasmine, please shut the fuck up and go back to tomorrow night.
Oh, shit.
This is so disrespectful and crazy. Thank you, caller. But now I'm going to stay on and I'm going to continue to talk because you're calling private. And I want you to just continue to listen to my irritating voice. You must be one of the mandatory girls. Have we been hearing a lot from the mandatory girls yet?
I haven't heard anything from the Mandatory Girls as of yet.
Oh, Lord, here I go with my slow ass again. Somebody fill me in on what the Mandatory Girls is.
The Mandatory Girls are the girls that can't come to Gagawin because they are being told that they have to show their support up in Buffalo.
Or should it somewhere else aside from Gagawin? Can we talk about that? Like, what is that when somebody tells you that a certain criteria of people are not going to show up somewhere? How does that work for one person or two people to determine when they're not even, like, house parents to tell you or somebody else, a friend or, you know, another house member, oh, they're not going or they're not coming? Where does that come from?
Somebody want to answer that?
I mean, I guess sometimes it comes from we all live in different regions. Okay, in this region, in Baltimore, at one point in time, this was, like you have the Ravens and you have the Orioles, this is Raven country. At one point in time, this was Revlon country. After Revlon, then it became Ebony country or, it's I don't know, Allure country or it's Mizrahi country or whatever. But you had one particular house or whatever that ran a region, and you have the same thing for New York, you had the same thing for that this place, North Carolina, South Carolina, whatever. So when it comes to certain things, girls, you know how, just like the caller called in last night and said it was a girlfriend panel, sometimes people get out, oh, well, child, that's a girlfriend state, and you know that this particular people, they always seem to win there, so, child, I'm not going to go, and you going to go, you know you going to walk, you don't stand no chance of winning because it's a girlfriend state, and you always go to that particular house, no shade. So when you hear stuff like that, or whatever else, like, yeah, so when you hear stuff like that, it kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth, or if you
and it deters people from going.
Yeah, right. But okay, that's just like my thing. Okay, like, Naima, I'll ask you. Like, okay, if you know that you heard people in our house that they're not going, does that mean our house is not going? Because, see, I talk to people in our house, and certain people say that they are going. So do you talk to people, and then they tell you that they're not going? Because it seems like it's like a double-edged sword with a lot of people. Certain people are saying that they're going, and then certain other people are saying, oh, nobody from that house is going. I've heard that from probably about a month ago, or certain people saying, oh, no, my house or that house isn't going. But these particular people either, A, don't do anything, or B, are not the leaders. Now, I do know that there's probably particular houses for whatever reason may not be coming, but how does one person in the house determine that the house is not coming? Because right. I would never tell somebody that the Ebonies are not going anywhere because I don't know what the Ebonies are doing. So would you be able to determine whether the Ebonies was going or not? This is what I'm saying. Like, how does it work that you hear from people that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and when they have really no idea what's going to happen, i.e. the topic I brought up for tomorrow, why it's so important to keep it real? Because it's really not keeping it real if you really don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right. Why does it get quiet?
Because nobody knows how to answer that. I'm with Mark. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot that's going on with my house, but you got to be really stupid and weak-minded to say, oh, nobody's going. Who makes that decision? And if they did make the decision, I'm not that deep into it. I might show up at the ball and be the only motherfucker Ebony in there. Because I'm not, I mean, that's just stupid to me.
That's just
no,
like,
let me
okay.
Tell you
so
I've been coming out. I mean, not Rogan or whatever the case may be.
Mark,
been
you sound
out.
Far away from your phone.
Huh?
You were far away from your phone.
I'm sorry. I've been going to balls for years, and when I say years, I say about 15 years. I've been going to balls, and like I was telling somebody earlier, there have been so many nights and so many times that I said,
I'm not going to that ball, child. I'm going to rest. I'm going to chill. I don't have time to keep going to all of these balls. This person ball is tired. I'm not going. And as soon as one of my girlfriends called me, and I know she walking, or I know she gone, or I know she a captain, or I know she something somewhere, I'm going to get my ass dressed, and I'm going to go to that ball. Most people are definitely determined to not go to a ball by the time the week before comes. That night, all you do is call them, and they never answer their phone. You want to know why? Because them same girls that told you they ain't going, they're going. They just don't want. They don't want to be around you, or maybe they just don't want the, want them want you to know that they're going.
Mm-hmm.
You can't decide for a house or decide for people who's not going where, because the same people that tell you they're not going somewhere, some same 30 or 40 people going to be right there in the building, and you're going to be the only one sitting back looking stupid when you see them on ballroom throwback pictures.
All
right. Yeah.
Seems like you have started a touchy subject here.
That's just like, I mean, that's just like with like blackouts. Suppose it's a ball you really want to go to, but your house is on a blackout, but you really want to go to that ball.
Well, I find that the blackout seems...
What if your house is on blackout and you want to,
yeah,
you really want to go to that ball? Well,
yeah,
then, honey, that's a choice that you make then.
But if your house is on a blackout, house is choosing to go to certain balls, but yet they're not going to a particular ball because it's a blackout, wouldn't you think that'd be a contradiction to the house? If you really wanted to go to a ball and they were already on a blackout and they all went and stormed the ball about a month ago when they were all
on
a blackout, but yet you can't go.
Usually when you're on blackout, you just can't participate, but you might
you
still
just
go.
You just can't
walk,
but you can go.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of being on a blackout? I mean, honestly, who
because
really
you can't
wants
walk.
Who really wants to
but
keep
then, I mean, then what's the point?
Ball?
Okay, you can't walk, but then what's the point? You want to go, you really think you got a chance of winning, or you know that you would win this ball, but it comes down, okay, bitch, we on blackout. You can't do this, but you know you can go. And then you decide that you're going to go to this ball, and you see what the competition is giving, and you got the effect what it's calling for, but because your house is on blackout, and you just got to sit there looking like boo-boo the fool, and everybody looking at you like, bitch, you could have ate that. Bitch, that was you all day. And it really
you know
literally
what, though,
was
but
you.
But you know what, though, Jason? I think it's more of this when they say, like, oh, we're not walking any balls or two. Like some people go on a blackout because they got some stuff going on within their chapter or their house, and they say, look, we're not walking the ball till we get everything straight. Nobody's walking. But that doesn't mean y'all can't go to the ball, because I know there's some balls, you're like, well, if we're not walking, I'm still going to that ball, because it's supposed to be everything on the social, just the social part of the ball. Because, I mean, there were some balls, like this last ball in Dallas, they said, there were some people said, if you did not like the category or you just didn't feel that category, it didn't matter, because at the back of the damn hotel, everything was going on. So
AJ Watt, this brings me back right to originally what I was saying earlier about people just deciding to get up and go. The social outline of the ballroom scene right now is so much more fierce than the competition that you and nobody in the world could come out and say, well, this particular people are not coming or those particular people are not coming, because, baby, if they feel in the mood and they done had their bump and they had their smoke and they had their pills or whatever it is they take, honey, they want to get up and go. They're going to a ball.
Mm-hmm. Let me say a couple of things really quickly. I said this last year for the Collections Ball, and I'll say it again this year for the Gagwin Ball. Number one, I'm a person who doesn't believe in boycotting. I don't believe a house should boycott another house or another individual's ball. I think that we as a unit should support each other unless it is something that cannot be controlled or, you know, complete disrespect or, you know, some type of scam. And if this person or their house is known for, you know, doing something, then I can see, you know, like, okay, we're not going to support this as a whole. We need to stay united as a house. And we're not going to support this because of, you know, whatever the reason is. But 9 out of 10, that really doesn't happen. I don't believe in boycotting. And like you guys said, as far as the house, pretty much as far as the house goes, as far as a blackout goes, yes, I believe a blackout would probably be, let's just save our talent for the runway, but we'll still go and support and, you know, just participate and see our girlfriends and things of that sort. But when you have individuals that are leaders, and because of the problems that happen with the leaders, not getting along with other leaders and things of that sort, those leaders will play those cards and tell individuals not to come to the ball and things of that sort. And like I said last year, this is supposed to be a hobby. This is supposed to be something extracurricular. This is supposed to be something that we do for fun. It shouldn't be that serious. And people should be self-sufficient and independent enough to do what they want to do and go where they want to go. Because 9 out of 10, a lot of people go to these balls not for the promotion, not for the promoter, not for the category in general, and not to walk, but they go because they want to hang out. They go because they want to see their girlfriends. They go because it's going to be hot and they're going to do things and they're going to, you know, be whores and just do whatever they want. So why take the fun away from them, you know, because you're having a personal issue with whoever's giving a ball or the house itself. That's why people just need to become self-sufficient, find your own way, get on the bus, get on the train, carpool, or do whatever you need to do to get to where you need to get to. But when people start becoming so dependent on their leaders or on other people in the house, and it's like, well, I can't go because they're not going, and I can't go because this one is not going to be there, and they're the ones who do this and that, then that has a lot to say for you, you know, who you are. If you can't take care of yourself, you don't even need to go to the ball. If you can't, you know, be self-sufficient, then you really don't need to go, you know, bottom line. So that's just my opinion on it. I don't take none of it personal, to be honest with you, because what I do with these balls, what I do at my balls is I'm giving back to you guys. At the end of the evening, I come back home, I run a business. You know, I this is not something that I do on a daily basis. This is something that I do every year, every 2 years for my community. So whoever wants to be a part of it, I do it for you. Whoever wants to reap the benefits of it, I'm doing it for you. And whoever doesn't like it, just doesn't have to be there. I don't want no one there that doesn't want to be there, and I don't want no one there that doesn't appreciate it. So bottom line is the people that appreciate it and the people that are, you know, going to smile at the end of the evening and feel happy, then I did it for you, you know. So all this other negative stuff that I constantly hear over and over again, you can reach out and call me. We can talk, and I have reached out, and people have reached out to me, and we have talked and squared away differences, I hope, and we spoke about it, and hopefully everything at the end of the evening will work out, and I really appreciate that. But for the other ones that don't want to reach out or the other ones that have personal issues or problems or whatever, to me it's not that serious at all. But a lot of people do think it's serious. But I don't take any of this that serious. What I take serious is trying to make sure that you guys have a very good evening and you guys enjoy yourselves. Because 9 out of 10, I don't know when I'll do it again. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when the next ball is going to give you. Every time we hear about a ball, it's been something negative over and over again. And that may be the case with my ball as well. You know, because I can't predict what's going to happen. The only thing I can do is give you the best that I can give you. So with that being said, I'll leave it at that. But the bottom line is people need to get it together. We need to unite and stop attacking, because that's what I see. I see it in the group. I see it with the leader. And, you know, it takes a long time for us to get on the same page. And the one thing about it is, and I'm not going to bite my tongue about this. Yeah, there is an issue with me and a couple of people out there and houses and stuff. But that's my issue with me and you as the leader. It has nothing to do with your house. It has to do with you. So for you to call individuals and tell them not to come to Gagaween and come to this and come to that, but don't go to Gagaween and I need you here and all that stuff. One thing I need people to remember and get this in your skull really quickly, and then I'm going to leave it alone. What I do at my balls comes from the money that I personally make sitting behind a desk running a company. I do not have organizations that back me up. And that is where the problem lies with some of these other people, because they reach out to these organizations, get a certain budget, and only give you guys a portion of it as they pocket the rest. The money that I give you guys is the money that I work for. My money. Not some organization, not some grant, not some study, not some testing, not something like that. This is what I do. I don't reach out to an organization or any place like that and get a grant or get a certain amount of money and then budget it where I get to pay my rent or whatever for the next couple of months, and I give you guys some lousy ball. I work for my money. And that's what they don't care about. Because you know what? They can care less if 50 people come to their ball or 500 people come to their ball. They already got paid for it. They have an organization backing them up. So just remember that and keep that in the back of your head. Okay?
Oof. Yes, God.
So, you guys go back to having fun. I'm going to go smoke.
Yes.
And you have no callers right now.
Okay,
so
that was going to be my next question. So,
you drop the bomb, girl, when you like that, then she leaves.
You drop the bomb on me.
Yes, God. Honestly, she's absolutely right. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of how the ball turns out, these people still get paid. So, you know, us going to support is really just an addition of just support because, I mean, if you really think about it, them throwing the ball, they're doing what Jasmine is doing, but they're getting paid from the door. She's actually paying these people out of her pocket, something that most of us would never, ever do. And most of us, i.e. me.
So, with that being said, I know that this was something we're not going to talk about that. I just want to say, no, because I was getting ready to say something, but it's going to take us back to the ban list, and it's like, how I feel about this thing with all these multiple balls. I mean, Magic is running low. For those that have to do the Magic, sometimes people can't always take off work like they would want to take off work, like you, Mark. Why is it so? Why do we have to be so greedy, or why are people just that greedy that you already know that this ball was given? And then my thing would be like this: if I say I'm going to give my ball on November the 16th, and I already start promoting my ball 6 months ahead, and I got my flyers out on Facebook, I'm out promoting, and then all of a sudden, this big bitch Tiffany, she come along, and she say she going to do the big, she say she going to do the big bitch ball on November the same day as mine, but all of my stuff has already been out. I think that because my stuff was already out, there should be a council in place that say, girl, his stuff was out. He's already been doing this. You sit your big bitch ass down somewhere, and then you do yours the following month, or you do yours some other month. But that day is his. Everybody's agreed to that. It's been done. Leave it alone.
This is where it comes in, because you're not in a house, you don't know that. Anyway, when you get ready to do a ball anywhere in your region, it's supposed to go through the alliance anyway, your alliance or whatever that's in your area. I mean,
right.
Those are the people you're supposed to be getting the okay from about who's going to have a ball anyway. You understand?
Right.
So if I went to the alliance about my big, fabulous ball, and honey, you went and you didn't go Lord Alliance about your naughty karate ass ball, then therefore it's my ball wins. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
well,
most,
I just think,
I mean,
eventually
what will happen is that people will start flocking to what's more appealing. And that's not eventually it will happen. That's what's been happening. People, I mean, to keep it real, if people could do two balls in one day in the same region, they actually would. But most balls start at a particular time, which is after midnight or around that time. And, you know, basically it's just like, you know, this is the ball that's being given. A lot of these balls are being thrown on the same and which being greedy is because they are getting these backings and are getting promoted from these different places. So when they go and get the funder from these places, they have a particular time and stuff like that, you know, in place to have the ball at. And unfortunately, when they do it, other people have already had their ball booked. Now, if you ask me to aside from the ban list, like Tiffany just said, I think that there should be an alliance in each region, which there probably is, but a lot of us don't know about. And
right.
There should be balls that will be bought up. I think that balls should be passed through. I mean, if they're telling you that only certain people of stature should be throwing balls anyway, that anybody shouldn't just have a ball, then why not critique the people that are having them? Because if you really think about it, the people that are having them are just everybody. They're
right.
Just anybody, they're everybody. If
okay,
you already have people, then why not critique who's having the ball?
Right. Okay, we have a caller, 718-813. Keisha.
Is that Keisha?
I'm here. I want to.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say a couple of things, and you kind of answered your own question. One, like you said, with the magic, people can't travel as much, so they have to stay within the area. They can't go to the balls because they don't have the funding, so they have to stay local. So I think, and that, with that being said, people have balls in their area, which keeps people in that area to go to their balls. Number two, I think in our community, especially in the ballroom scene, people are jealous of each other. You know, when one person feels they have more popularity and they can throw a ball because then they're going to get the crowd, and you throw a ball, and let's say you're trying, you're up and coming, they feel, you know what? Oh, she's not bad. She's a non-factor. I'm going to do my ball, too, because I know I'm going to make the money. They're going to come to my ball because they know who I am. People use that tactic, which is fucked up, and that's why you do need a line to prevent that. But people have their own way of doing things because they feel that they're going to be more successful because of who they are in the ballroom scene. And I think it's kind of fucked up when someone was trying to make a name or they already booked the ball and they hear you go trying to book a ball on the same date, which is kind of messed up. It even happens in the college world. You have a house party. Let's say you're in a fraternity that's a non-factor fraternity, but there's other fraternities well known. They'll throw a party just because you're throwing a party because they know they get the crowd and make the money and making you look like shit. That goes on all over the place.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. And honestly speaking, over the years coming up, I have heard, oh, child, she ain't nobody. We throwing this ball or we having this party, child. Ain't nobody think about her. You're absolutely right.
I know people, they have parties, and it's off the topic, and we have legends that were invited to the parties, these nice parties at clubs and venues, and they will not show up because of who they are. And if you're not paying them just to be a guest appearance, they will not even show up. No names mentioned.
Oh, honey, you don't got to mention no
and
names.
And I think
honey.
That's
obvious when their name is being mentioned.
And in our community, to go to a party, there's a cost. If you're having the club is having an over club at a new venue and it's free, and they ask you to be there and you don't show up, and you know why they didn't show up. I think that's fucked up, especially in our community. You can't even go to clubs 90 days and get in for free.
No, I never really thought. I mean, aside from the VIP list, I never really thought about getting in clubs for free. But I mean, I guess, you know, in the ballroom scene, you have to have a name. You know what I mean? Like, if you really think about it now, a lot of people were recognized as honorable mentions, if you want to call it that, back then. Right now, if you don't have a name, honey, the girls get very who, and you be like, oof. But it's still all fun. Like, they really, and like, I don't know who said it last week or a week before, but somebody mentioned that they really do think this is like a Hollywood for them. They really do think that they're famous. Like, you really have to get into that. A lot of people are delusional. They really do believe that this is like, you know, it.
For example, did you know today was Brandy's release party?
Yeah.
Okay,
and the
now.
Day yesterday too, the day before. Kelly was there yesterday.
Right. Brandy's release party was today at this club. Exactly. And that club last week, Columbus weekend was over, and a couple of people was invited to be there. None of them showed up. Basically, I would say from the ballroom scene, maybe 5% or 10% of the ballroom scene showed up at this party, and it was free. If you was like on the guest list or if you knew somebody, you got in for free, and the venue was motherfucking over. Now, for Brandy to perform at that venue, then you know that this club was the shit.
Right. I mean, Club XL is really hot, but we talking about like ballroom. Like, people have an actual, you know, mind frame. I mean, we've heard it 1,000 times. Oh, I can't go to the ball. It's not enough money being given out. Oh, I can't, you know, if you're not going to fly me in and pay for this and pay for that, then I can't be there. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to say, okay, if you want me to be there, this is what you'll have to do. But it's another thing to say, well, you know, this is what you're going to have for me if I'm coming. I don't understand it. But, you know, again, it's ballroom. So I'll leave it alone.
I have to disagree with y'all.
Kelly?
Yes, I'm back.
Hey, Kelly.
I have to highly disagree with y'all, okay? Because it becomes tiring over time going to balls and going to clubs and places that people want you to be at, and you have to spend. It could be free to get in, but it's never free at all, okay? Hair is very expensive. Makeup is expensive. Clothes is expensive. Travel arrangements is expensive. It's not free at all. So for somebody to donate some funds for a girl to be out, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with the funds being donated to be out, but to actually tell a girl that you're not coming out unless you pay me to come out, I mean, Kelly, come on.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I think it was about 6-7 months ago. I had about a good $5,000 in my bank account, and I spent $1,000 a weekend going to balls 4 weekends back to back. Ain't nobody got time for that. It's hard out here. Now, baby, if you want me at your ball, you must pay for my travel arrangement, my hotel fee, and put some change in my pocket, and mother will be at your ball if you're not one of my girlfriends. That's the only way I'm coming out now.
I know that's right.
Balls cost too much to go to these balls, get a hotel room, eat, and do all of these things. And what am I getting out of going to somebody's ball, just sitting there and judging their ball? I'm not getting nothing out of it, and I still got to spend money out of my pocket to get to that state. I still got to have lodging arrangement, and then I still have to eat also. And then when I come home, I got to pay bills, too, on top of that. Please,
so
anybody got time for that?
So, Kelly, is it safe to say that when you're throwing a ball, and let's say Susie whatever is going to throw a ball because she feels the same way, she has to eat, she has to pay her bills, she has to look fab, she's going to throw a ball too. And then you got the other person, and you got the other person who feels the same way. Is it safe to say that it's okay for 5 people to throw a ball because they got to eat, sleep, and shit too?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well,
is it safe to say?
The topic was about, you know, people throwing balls all on top of each other. So we're not even trying to figure out, but we basically was talking about how the balls are, you know, people are throwing balls, but yet they're stepping on each other's necks. But yet you got somebody like Jasmine that's coming out of pocket and doing it for the community, but yet you got greedy people just doing it just to make a coin.
Exactly.
And then on top of making a coin,
you know what, And I don't mean, you know, and they're trying to bring me to the table and everything with these things, but I really don't fuck with these organizations like that, okay? And it's no shade, Miss Thing. And I forgot to mention on Monday, but we have another agency that has been crippled in our ballroom scene because of people stealing money from the agency.
Right.
Okay, the Bronx Pride Center is no longer open because people were stealing money from the Bronx Pride Center. So we lost another agency in our community. Deep, and then they still got, girl, please, let me stop because y'all gonna give me the reading, honey. Child.
No, girl,
Kelly,
But Kelly.
No, POCC been closed. They've been crippled POCC.
But Kelly.
Right, I know that.
But Kelly,
and they crippled the Bronx Center in the Bronx. They don't cripple that.
But Kelly,
they still allow these people that cripple these organizations to work with other organizations.
But Kelly, then you know it's sad that they have these people up higher up in management or what case may be that steal this money. They need to hire, or when they bring these people, they need to hire people that have ethical morals. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, but you know what the
I'm
problem
sorry.
Is. Everybody wants to sit and everybody wants to read the white agencies and have so much to say about the white agencies, but then you get all of these black agencies and they put black people in control, and then the black people is the one to steal it from our own people.
Let me
clarify something. Yeah, you're right, Kelly, 100%, and you should let it out. You should definitely let it out. Don't bite your tongue about this because this is for the youth. But the bottom line is you get somebody in position who feels bad, and what do? They want to bring their girlfriends aboard, and then it's more girlfriends aboard, and then it's houses aboard, and all their sister houses aboard, and all that shit, and that's when it's all corrupt, and everything falls into play. And that's why things start falling and melting away. You guys asked earlier, I think Sydney's question hit it right on the nose. Why our community is so used to, is so centered around all the crime and, you know, what did you say, Tiffany, in your words? But the bottom line is the way Tiffany broke it down, it doesn't just stop with, you know, magic. It doesn't just stop with stealing and stuff. You get our girls who are now in those positions, they have the education and things of that sort, and they take that to the higher uppers because they're smart enough to apply for these grants. They're smart enough to get these positions in these companies and these organizations, and then they're doing the same old bullshit in there, trying to find a fast way, fast money, fast easy way out, and then it comes tumbling down.
Yes.
Very true.
It's ridiculous.
I leave it alone.
So what's going to happen when they start crippling out all these agencies, and since nobody really has the money to really throw a ball, I mean, realistically, a lot of people don't have money out of their own pocket to throw a ball, and these agencies start crippling, and then they can't get their funding to throw a ball, then will the ball stop? Will they minimize then?
I don't understand why is it so popular for these agencies to give out money for all of these people to take and have all of these balls and fly these people from state to state and all types of things when we have our homeless youth that's in the ballroom scene that don't even have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out and sleeping on somebody's. Why are they not taking that money and get housing for these children, get these children some treatments and all types of things?
Because they're gonna try to double their profit the best way they can so they can get some more money in their pocket.
You got the girls that are running around the country feeling so bad, flying here, flying there, Instagramming and Facebooking and tweeting, yes, just landed in California.
Jasmine, I got a better one for you. I don't understand, and I'm not trying to knock on nobody. How the fuck you get apartment? Nothing. Now, you can work. Physically, you can work, but you got apartment. Don't work. And you sit home all fucking day and then go out at night. When my ass got to work fucking 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. That shit just baffles me. Baffles me. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Girl,
you might have a
you
little.
You ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying
I don't know, but.
It's true.
It's the fucking truth, and I'll be the first one to admit it. And
that's
no shade to anybody
it.
That's listening. It's no shade to anybody that's listening. Believe me, because I'm happy that you guys are making it whatever way you make it. I don't knock on nobody. Nobody. Knock nobody down for what they do. But, yes, it is very irritating as I sit, and I deal with health issues myself, and I'm dealing with issues that I can't control. And I sit here and I watch these bitches flying across the country, and these bitches are doing this and doing that, all up in the houses all damn day, at night doing this, doing that, and they're doing it off of what? Whose money? Where are they getting
shit,
the money to do this?
How the fuck you got? How do you work 10 hours a day and go and then do balls every weekend or fly? You just can't. Unless you have a job like Jasmine, where you make your own hours and you do what the fuck you want to do. When you work for the white man and you black
exactly.
and you gay, oh hell no, oh hell no. They will fire you in a heartbeat. They will make up something. They will plot you and get rid of you. And that
you know how many people. So many people hit me up about Gagouin. A lot of the youth hit me up about Gagouin, and they all say the same thing. Not all of them, but the ones that reach out to me, oh, Jasmine, I want to come to your ball so bad. I'm trying to get off and this and that, and I want to be at your ball, but I don't know. But. And the first thing I say is, listen, sweetie, listen. If you have to work, there will always be another ball. Don't put your job in danger. Even team captains that I reached out to, or even people that wanted to be on teams, they would reach out to me and they said, oh, I don't know if I could commit to this. I just got a new job. I'm on probation, so forth and so on. And the first thing I said is, oh, baby, don't worry about it. Don't put your probation and everything in danger to be at this ball. There will be another ball. There'll be another collections ball. There'll be another Gagouin. But your job is more important. I don't be like, child, take the day off. This is, oh, Miss Singh, do it this way. I'll write you a doctor's note. I'll call in. No, no. Your job and your education is more important than my ball. And that's what I say to the people that reach out. And they still tell me, oh, I still want to come. I'm going to do my best. Okay, you do your best. Don't put your job in danger. And they'll tell you that. I say that to all of them. All the ones that want to come. Oh, even I got individuals that are hitting me up saying, Jasmine, I gotta be to work at a certain time, and I know DC is known for starting balls late. Is there any way you can move my category to, you know, do you know if my category will be in the beginning? Because I want to come to the ball, I want to participate, but I have to leave. And I'll tell them, you know what, I will do that for you. I got people that have to leave. They're going out into the country, and I, you know, I sit here and I adjust to them. To help them. You think a lot of these other people would do
I'm a witness to that because somebody called me and asked me to relay a message to her, and she said she sure would.
Yes, because I care. I care. I support people to do what they need to do. Support people to do what they need to do with their families, their education, and their careers. Because at the end of the evening, there will be another ball next week. There's a ball this weekend, my weekend, the following weekend, the weekend after that, and there'll be more balls after that.
Amen.
So that's where I come in. Because, again, I do this for you guys. That comes from my heart. A lot of people ain't going to feel that way.
It used to be like that.
I have a question.
Big to Jasmine, Big Ty from Brooklyn said he lost his job, so can he stay with you in your room?
we do a lot of things, but as far as staying with me,
he said he clean and he don't steal. Oop.
And his feet don't stink.
His feet don't stink. Yes, you are a key Big Brooklyn. You can stay in my Bravo room, J-Rock. You can stay with J-Rock.
That's a negative. Anyway,
he said he planned on being a whore.
And I thank you. But anyways, I have a question. So this is what I'm getting from this conversation, because maybe I'm just lost. Sometimes I have my blonde moment.
you actually have people out there that's like, they throw balls as an income. Like,
oh, my God,
like,
Jake Rock.
No,
that's
because,
why I
because
love
that's just like, okay, think about
you.
It. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why I asked this question. That's why I respect what Jasmine just said. That's kind of like at the lipstick ball. When I was giving out, it was just only $250 for that category. That's my money. That's the money that I worked for, and I felt like this is what I wanted to see, and I want. And the girls kept asking for, they wanted to separate themselves from just the, you know, the boys that are voguing and soccer and stuff. They wanted to be, you know, with just a female figure. So I said, well, I'll put on it, I'll sponsor it, but it's my money that I work for. I'm not getting nothing from this. I'm not gaining nothing from this. When this came down to promotion for the lipstick ball, I'm not getting nothing out of that. I'm not getting no piece of the money or nothing like that. I did it because I want the ballroom to come to my city, and I want people to see how we do things. So I'm like, so, like, that brings back the question, why do people got to, I don't get that. Like, why do, like they said, I feel like it's for the youth anyway. I mean, that's something to do on, like you say, extracurricular or whatever. But, I mean, this is a place for you to express yourself, do what you want to do, you know, and have fun. I feel like if I have the means to help the youth in our community have fun and get their life and stuff like that, then by all means I'll do it. Like when I have my military ball, as like Jasmine said, that's coming out of my pocket. That's why I'm going to plan for it. But I didn't know people, I mean, if I don't make no money off of it, who gives a damn? I want to see the kids get their life.
Because
I get a joy out of seeing people get their life.
J-Rock?
Yeah.
A lot of people have a champagne taste and a barefoot pocket, okay? They don't have the luxury like other people do. And like Jason said, the crafting days are diminishing, okay? The stuff, the magic, all that shit is not the way it used to be. So people got to do what they have to do to make the extra buck. A lot of them don't even have jobs.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how so many people are doing all of these things and giving all these balls, and the girls are complaining, but yet they're still going to pay the money. Like, why do you keep complaining if you're going to go to the ball? Like, what is? I don't understand what there's so much to complain about. Now, the fighting and the violence, I truly understand that, and I'm all for the ban list. As much as I kiki online, I'm all for that, but I just don't understand if everybody's complaining so much about what's going on, why don't you just put a stop to it? Like, you know, why don't you not go? Or, you know, like, what is the point of complaining if you're going to get dressed and go and pay the $30?
Well, to me, the ballroom scene is like another outlet for the gay community who, it's like to me, the ball, going to balls is like a gay Olympics and a fashion show. And that's where that clique of girls get together to see who's wearing what, who's doing what, and who's competing. A lot of girls don't go to other events. All they
well,
know
let's
is
not
sleep.
Say those girls, Keisha.
I'm saying some. Not all, no. But a lot of them don't go to other events. All they know is balls.
Keisha,
not saying you.
Keisha.
Not saying you.
No, Keisha's telling the truth.
We're not a part of that pack. We're
tell.
All a part of that pack. Now, Keisha, I don't know when's the last time you've been to a ball, and aside from me seeing you at a ball years ago, but I'm telling you, we're all a part of that pack. So basically, we can sit here and say what we want, but you better believe that most of us, maybe not on this phone line, but most of us that are listening, most of us, we've got balls planned ahead that we're going to. So the complaining is really no point. And keep complaining about it if your ass is going to get up to keep paying the $30. A lot of us pick and choose, like Kelly said, pick and choose the balls wisely and have had time to do that over the years.
I just think it need to be less balls.
Well,
I do too, Tiffany.
Yeah. I think we should have like 4 or 5 balls a year, and then like if they have many functions, okay, yeah, if you want to go to that. But just, I mean, it's really disrespectful. Like y'all just keep throwing all these balls.
But Tiffany, if you're from the
Midwest,
and I'm having a ball in New York, and the tickets are $1,000, and you don't craft, I'm not saying you per se. I'm giving a scenario. You don't craft because you know how it is. Then what you're gonna do? It's times are hard now.
To my area.
But like I said, you said have 3 or 4 balls. So then who determines who's going to have a ball in what area if you're doing 4 balls a year? And you have 25 states that have balls now. It's not going to happen.
Maybe doing 2 by each region, 2 in New York, 2
that's not
gonna
cut it,
in Georgia.
That's not going to cut it.
2 in the Midwest,
okay.
2 in California.
But, But okay, I'm not cutting you off, Tiffany. I'm not cutting you off, Keisha. But I look at it like this. You have the American Music Awards. You have the Billboard Awards. And then you have the Grammys. So since this is supposed to be, since it's been said before by many people that the ballroom scene is our Hollywood, you have the Oscars. You have four major award shows a year. From the time I started this show, from the time I started listening to this show, every time I turned around, it was this state is having day of the year. I mean, goddamn, it's only one year. So
right.
If you having all these of the year awards balls, all these of the year awards balls, and then you turn around and you having this ball, and I don't, and in all honesty, I'm not being smart. I'm not being big.
And where is the money? Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where?
Hello, you guys. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Hi, London.
What was you doing?
Hello, my loves. It's so good that we're on this topic. Were we talking about how crap is not going through how it used to?
That was one of them.
So before my mother interrupted me, if you having all these of the year balls, and then you turn around and you have, I just want to have a fucking ball, but you just threw an of the year ball, when do you stop? I mean, from the time Kelly was traveling, the only time I think Kelly has taken a break from traveling to somebody's ball was this month, was September.
Well, I tell you what, I don't mean to interrupt you, brother, but if you notice or not, Kelly don't just travel just to be going to a ball. Kelly's usually on somebody's panel. And there's a difference between just flying out and rolling around the country just to go sit in the back of a room or stand behind the judges panel for 10 hours. And then there's another reason for you going out of town, which is to be a judge, or people keep calling you to judge in different cities, i.e., you want me to come do your ball, you have to get me a guy. Now, that I can agree with.
Okay, so next year, right? So when they have a, if they have a, no, I know they're going to have an awards ball. so next year, what are they are doing awards for this year? Next year? So what is Jay doing?
Well, is that what it is in Buffalo, an awards ball?
Yes.
Yes, and I don't understand that if you already had a New York awards ball. Why
right,
you have a Western New York ball?
But I want to know, like, okay, you're throwing an awards ball in Buffalo, and let's be really fucking honest, and let's not beat around the bush. Who the fuck knows people in Buffalo on this
one? I know people that live in Syracuse.
So if you're going to... Does that mean that you're going to recognize, and I don't mean to be shady, and, you know, if you want to check me later, you can... But let's just say I'm going to throw names out there. You're nominated now. Mariah Revlon lives out there now. But let's just say she lived back in Jersey with Shisa. You're recognizing Mariah Revlon. You're recognizing James Cone. You're recognizing all these people from different states. But you're doing it in Buffalo?
In Buffalo.
Right, but nobody knows anybody in Buffalo. And I'm not being fierce, and I'm not being shady. But, I mean, aside from Stefan Blahnik and overall Father Bacardi that a lot of us know on Facebook or have seen around at balls or whatever, who the fuck knows people in Baltimore?
I
don't even like the law like that, so I wouldn't even want to go to a ball with a federal grant.
Mark.
Yes.
This state that was like that. I remember Boston was like, you couldn't pay people to go to Boston because you were like, first of all, you had the naughty girls that know where Boston was, number one. And number two, Boston is such a small city. You're like, I'm sorry, it's such a small state compared to the other states. The girls wouldn't go to Boston to go to no ball. But now...
This is what happens in Boston and in Ohio and in what is it, Alabama and
right.
Wherever all of them people, Kitty and all of them people come from those states and they come and show their
face. They make a name.
And
they make a...
Here, and then they go back and carry balls, i.e.
Correct.
Kitty's
right.
ball. he's originally from. People come here. Who the fuck has been here from Buffalo?
Right, who's really from Buffalo, though?
I never even been to Buffalo.
No, but even, like, even Mark, okay, Boston was put on the map, I would say, in the last 10 years. Correct or incorrect?
Yeah, but
in the 90s,
like
in the 90s, who the fuck was in Boston?
Asia, and a lot of other people who would come to awards balls and other things up here, i.e. 2000, awards ball 2001, that came and showed their ass. Also, Atlanta from the house of Bogari, and I mean not Atlanta, not Bogari from Atlanta, but Bogari from out of state, and all of them places, i.e. David the Father. So it's a lot of places that came and showed their faces in New York, New Jersey, all of the places where Ball Philadelphia, where balls basically were mandated, that came up here to walk, and then we came and gave her, oh, well, where is she from, girl? Oh, bitch, she's from Boston. I'm just like, I didn't know Boston had girls out there, and this is what brings a girl out there. I'm talking about who the fuck comes here to Vogue, walk runway, walk anything from Buffalo. That's just like when they had the ball in Connecticut. The girls were out of their mind because, like, who the fuck
is I was there. I said never again. I
right.
was in Connecticut.
So,
never again. But
my
again,
question is, would you go to Buffalo?
No.
Right.
No. But that's me. Me personally, I think who, you know who put Boston on the map? Me personally, Selvin Kahn. Me personally. And Rhode Island. I think Selvin Kahn put put Boston, and he put Rhode Island. Because Selvin used to go commentate and made a name, and then the girls will follow him. That's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong. And then people started flocking onto Selvin. Because Selvin had moved up there, if I recall. And he,
right,
I think, made a name.
Commentators going there.
But Athena Kahn did the same thing.
Selvin started before Athena. Selvin
no,
started way
but
before
Athena
that.
Kahn also was from somewhere else. But then you had people from Boston and other places, I'm telling you, that came here, commentated, and did other things that we recognized them for. And then we trolled back to their cities to see what their ballroom scene was about. And it became bigger as the ballroom scene became
right.
bigger and more people started to emerge. That's why Boston is such a big commodity now. You can't go there and make a coin to save your life. But
true.
You can go there and go have a fun time at a ball.
Let me say something really quickly. I agree with a lot of stuff that you're saying, but I do want to bring something up. As the ballroom scene grows and these cities start to become known, you know, for the ballroom scene and the walkers and stuff, we all know that there's still a large group of individuals that do not have the means to travel. They're not able to, you know, go to all, you know, maybe New York or Atlanta or D.C. or Chicago and stuff like that. So they're more of the local girls. And even with the local girls, they should still be able to feel, you know, a whole when it comes to the ballroom community, having special balls and having maybe even their own little of the years and stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong having, you know, a little awards ball in some of these regions, you know, and in some of these cities and states and stuff. There's really nothing wrong with it because they too need to feel a part of it. They too need to feel important and things of that sort. So I agree with, you know, like Boston and Buffalo and Miami, you know, Florida and Chicago and OKI and stuff. I agree with them having their own little scene, their own little of the years and stuff like that. There's really nothing wrong with it. And I feel that people should support them as well because a lot of them can't get out. But that's what the whole thing is as well. People do need to start getting out. They need to start making ways to get out because that's where we run into the problems of local legends and local talent. But, yeah, you know, when they hit a major floor, a major ball, an awards ball in New York or, you know, a major, major ball, legends ball, you know, those once-a-year balls and stuff, nobody knows who they are, and then they're gagging. You know, it's like, God, who are you? You never get out. I remember Miami, you know, the girls in Florida, it took them so long to get out of town, you know, and then they used to feel like every time they got out of town, it was shade, it was shade, it was shade. And now, you know what, there's a handful of the girls, Liesha Milan and Chloe Mugler, those girls are getting out, traveling to the cities. You see them in Atlanta. You see them in D.C. You see them in New York and things of that sort. Those girls need to get out as well in Buffalo and Boston and the OKI and start traveling so we can know who you are as well and not just keeping it so local. So, you know, I do agree with them having their own little things, but what I don't agree with, again, is, like I said, the people that are just doing this to reap the benefits for themselves, they can care less about the community or care less about where they're giving this ball at. And also, again, with my ball, that's why I built a lot of my categories for those girls who don't travel, for those girls who are just local in their regions and they never won at a major ball. That's what a lot of those virgin categories are for. So those girls, and that's why I was promoted 6 months ago, so you can make a way for those girls that are in Buffalo, Boston, Miami, you know, in all these small cities and stuff that don't get to go out. They now get to be a part of a major ball and show their talent and not be judged as, who is this bitch? We never seen her before. You know, that's what those virgin categories are built on. So that's what I really wanted to say, that, you know, I'm not knocking or, you know, I don't want anyone to feel that anybody's attacking those regions and stuff, because we understand, I understand, you're not able to do so much. But, again, don't allow someone to come into your territory and tarnish the name. But I'll leave that alone.
Well, not everybody talk at once.
Right, but hello, CEO. But don't you think some of the girls in the small little regions, they get tired of seeing each other's faces, so they fight most of the time at the balls? Anyone?
That's a good question.
What was the question?
The girls in the small regions, they get tired of seeing each other's faces all the time, so they fight at the balls.
Well, I mean, that could be a little bit true.
That little fight in Texas was, you know, I never seen them before.
That was a fight.
Was it?
That fight lasted. It lasted as long as that one at Marco's ball. It was about like 5 seconds long, 10.
Because he didn't want none of that big boy, honey. He jumped up on that stage.
Okay.
The girls. I think the
hello,
girls.
Hello, J Rock.
Well, it'd been a lost J Rock again.
Did we lose J Rock?
Naima.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello.
Hey.
I got a question.
Okay.
This is my question. You know, like everybody say, like when you go to these different areas and people like, because they, Jasmine had said it, well, I mean, it was a part of my question, when like, say for instance, somebody said, and I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to get in trouble on this show, you're a legend over there. And when they said that, I was like, well, that's fucked up. So this person put as much into the scene as this person, but because it wasn't the New York scene or the East Coast scene, so you're saying that they're not relevant. My thing is, if so, the ballroom has spread nationwide now, why they just can't have one, like, okay, if you're of the year in this region, that region, this region, but at the end of the year or either at the beginning of the next year, they have this one award that recognizes the other years from around the nation, and you really will be a bad bitch if you say, I'm of the year of the nation. I'm known around because of what I did, or like you get put in for a nomination or whatever, instead of just nominating simple people in your area. I mean, I just thought that was weird when somebody said, you're a legend over there, or either when a legend chops another legend and say, oh, she's not legendary, and they're like, yes, she is. She's legendary in the Midwest. Oh, I don't know her. And I'm like, that's retarded.
So you think the icons in a different region should send in like a little slip, maybe, you know, pointing
right out
the main.
They said, we have recognized this person as either of the year, we've recognized this person as legend in our area, and send it in. So then when you have something like a major awards ball, those people can be recognized so they can say, oh, okay, that person is of the year down there. Okay, that's what they want. And then another person from, like, say, for instance, you're the baddest bitch in New York.
If you knew that this person was the baddest bitch on the West Coast, you could say, okay, that's over there in your area, but can you battle me? Or either, you know what I'm saying? And then now you got to see who's the best from the east to the west. You know, it's I'm just saying. And that's how we can, like, know each other. Like, Jasmine is doing a good thing by having people from different regions even on this show. So it kind of brings us together in the ballroom scene, because what makes your ballroom scene more important than the West Coast or the Midwest or, you know, or the South? I mean, it's all ballroom.
I think the legendary thing is more like we don't recognize you as legends, because for us to be legends, it's certain people that are known all around, i.e. Rodney, you know, Stuber. There's a lot of icons and legends that are known all through around. And then you got people from our city, which is New York, New Jersey, that are from here that are known for Vogan and Runway and Face and all this stuff. And some of y'all don't know them. So when we say legendary, I think because the scene is from here and a lot of stuff is based from New York, a lot of people from different regions honor it. But when the tables are turned and you guys are not deemed legendary of stature in the ballroom scene, it's kind of like, okay, well, we don't know you, you know, i.e. Brian Revlon walking legendary Pretty Boy Realness, and or legendary realness period, and him going, Dre saying, I don't know you, and him saying, I don't know you either, which was a total shade fest. But at the same time, it kind of waves a red flag, because it's kind of like, okay, where are you legendary and who deemed you? The question is not more of who's legendary where, it's where did you get your legendary status from? I think if people were more real about putting people in higher positions as being legendary, see, it's not that a lot of people are questioning legendary. A lot of people that are crowds, and a lot of y'all from Texas and a lot of people from Chicago, they're going up for the people that are turning in their state, and they're deeming them legend. They're deeming them because they've been around for so long. It's not the people that are deeming them. They're letting other people deem them. So they come out and they just walk legendary categories, and sometimes it flies and sometimes it doesn't. But I mean, honestly, I believe that if you're legendary, people should know you all the way around, that it shouldn't be regional. I think that if you get around Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, and you walk and you've won there or people recognize you there, then it's, yes, it's very much a possibility. But if you're only from Texas and you only walk there, why would you be a legend everywhere else? You're only from Texas.
If you have enough YouTube clips, you should be legend in no time.
Oh, my God.
Because my thing is, I think it'll be a cute battle if you say, okay, this person is Vogue Film Legend, I mean, Vogue Film of the Year in Texas, they're Vogue Film of, okay, let's let all the of the years battle against each other and see who's really the baddest bitch.
And right, but the question is, are they going to find a common ground to do that? Will y'all all come to Chicago and battle as the regional of the years,
I mean,
or something like that?
I think that
would be a cute idea if they actually had a regional ball, so everybody who's of the year and all these people that are being recognized have a chance to merge with each other. Because, I mean, we all hear about each other from different regions because of what we've done, and i.e. what London just said, the YouTube clips. But we only get a chance to see it through that because a lot of people are not traveling. So we really don't get a chance to see anything.
Well, that's something that I would like to ask all the icons then. How about they, if they put something together, it don't have to be in just one place every year. This year, the National of the Year Ball will be in New York. This year, the National of the Year Ball will be on the West Coast. The next, you see what I'm saying? Bounce it around to all the regions if they could do that. I mean, that's bringing the ballroom community together, and I feel like that's iconic if they could
do
that.
Yeah, but how you going to do that if you got programs sponsoring your shit?
Okay, never mind. I'm going on mute.
So I also think they maybe should have a regional ball, right? But after the ball, they should use the proceeds, the money, to have like a barbecue and invite everyone who came to the ball.
Mm.
Basically, you pay for your own food the next day, like a hot dog.
Well, according to you guys, they're not going to do that because they're trying to keep the money in their pocket.
Well, no, we're not saying that they're keeping the money in their pocket. We're saying that the money is already going in their pocket. So regardless of whether or not people show up or people don't, they're getting paid regardless. I mean, everybody is not pocketing or, you know, I mean, naturally, if you're throwing the ball, you're trying to make profits of it. But, you know, if a nonprofit organization is hiring you to sponsor a ball, you're getting paid off the top. So your cut's already in. You don't have to worry about making money off the door because whoever comes and whoever doesn't, you've got your cut straight off the top. And see, that's a lot that's going on in ballrooms. So people have all of these dates and things set up. What the hell?
What the hell?
Bitch, that's some gaggling shit for you. Naima need to stop opening her door for those trolls.
Oh.
Listen, let me tell you guys something. There's a lot of corruption that's going on within our scene. And if you guys knew half of the story, and people that were part of certain houses and knew what some of the things the leaders were doing, they probably wouldn't even want to be a part of the house anymore. Or based on greed, they probably would want to jump ship and be in that house. But there's a lot of corruption going on. And I even learn every day some of the things that happen. I even learned something recently. And I just had to really sit down and say, wow, why am I a part of this team? It's really, really sad. So just keep your eyes open, and you guys are really, really smart. One thing I can say about this community is you're smart, and you will learn and you will see. But keep your eyes open, and you will see a lot of the stuff that goes on, a lot of it. And I know a lot of people better keep it cute, because October 27th is Gagaween, but that recap show on the 29th, baby.
I want a recap from both balls.
The 29th and the 30th.
That's yes, Monday
the,
and
the
30,
Tuesday. Yeah, the 30th is going to be a key.
You have to go with the 30th.
Yes, because it's going to be a battle of the show. Who's going to give the better show?
Right.
After I give my stories, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
I'm not getting on Kelly's show. No one's going to be able to talk. Kelly's just going to talk the whole time.
I'm telling you, it's going to be such a key.
London, keep it cute, girl.
Oh.
Thank you for reaching
out. Naima, did your company arrive yet?
I was never waiting on any company. That was Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. You guys are starting to sound the same.
Ooh.
Yes.
Kelly, did your company arrive yet?
Walking up the block.
I can't.
You got them walking, Kelly?
Excuse me?
You got them walking?
I don't shake my purse.
I know that's
right. If you're going down, if you're here, we're not going to meet you.
It's not shaking your purse if you just carry them on your back to your house.
Piggyback.
Hey, Kelly. Did you see Brandy tonight?
Oh.
No, she said she was going to see Brandy again.
Now, I don't know. Brandy 2 days in a row, I don't know about that. I can take her
I
one
saw
night,
106 in Park. How she look?
Like Brandy.
Right, everyone just likes her all of a sudden.
Right, like,
no.
I think it was that thing with the woman, the car, when she killed that girl.
Brandy killed somebody?
Yeah.
She killed somebody.
By mistake. By mistake.
Yeah.
Her and Laura Bush.
Another state.
No, it's by mistake. She hit somebody by mistake.
Singing in the car?
Driving.
I cannot. I will not. I'll try not.
I mean, I like Brandy, but just 2 days in a row, girl.
She's trying to make her name again. She need money, honey.
Well, honey, somebody tell me,
did she sound
I think Brandy's
live,
broke.
Like,
I think she's broke.
No, but she's not broke.
Good, like,
I think Brandy's broke.
No, honey, she's definitely not broke. Now,
I mean,
not gonna go
compared
far.
To us, she has money. But I think in her status, I think she's broke. And she
in
needs
her
to
status, she just might have lost a lot of status on
right.
In the scene.
Right.
But I don't. She's definitely not broke.
My thing is, when you do a reality, when you do Dancing with the Stars, you're trying to redeem who you was when you was on top of your game. My
did she do
opinion.
Dancing with the Stars?
She sure did.
No,
she should have won.
That mother has a record label.
Yeah, she's definitely.
That's
not
her
broke.
Mother. But Brandy is a grown woman.
Yeah,
but
Brandy also is not. Let me tell you something. First of all, Moesha is in syndication on every black channel.
Right.
Okay,
right,
that's first
right.
off.
That is
secondly,
true.
She gets a whole bunch of royalties from all the songs that she ever was featured
Mark,
in. Not to mention the girl.
Mark.
Was not
broke. Mark, let me clear something with you. You know, remember Happy Days?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, I can turn on my TV and pull up Happy Days, and I bet you I can watch the reruns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it safe to say that those cast members are still getting royalty checks?
Hell some yeah. of them.
So why is Anna Marino and her husband homeless, living in a hotel day by day?
Aaron Marino, now, you can't help. You can't help what you do or misuse with your money.
But my point.
I.E. Will Smith, when he first came out and gave all his money away to the people in Philly and came back
right.
to redeem
but
himself as the number
right,
one person.
Right, but that's my point. Just because Brandy still has a show, her show is still running, doesn't mean she still has money. She probably has to pay a lot of shit. She probably owes a lot of money. Just because you have a show that's still running doesn't mean you're still going to be on top of your game.
I'm not saying she's on top of her game. I'm just saying she's not broke.
Let me explain something. A lot of these celebrities have options to, like, kind of sell out of their contract and stuff,
mm-hmm.
depending on the position that they're in their life and stuff. So they may, you know, work a deal out where they can, pretty much like the lottery, you know, they can choose to get paid X amount of dollars over the course of years, or they can choose to get, you know, X amount of dollars up front, and they will not be able to, you know, reap the benefits of royalty checks and stuff like that. So you never know what a person may have gone through or what they're going through, where they may go back to, you know, the company and say, listen, you know, I can't get another role. I'm, you know, in my life right now where I need X amount of dollars, and the company will buy out their royalty check, you know, and give them a certain portion. They'll take a cut, a major, major cut, and maybe get like 30% or 40% of, you know, what they originally would have gotten over the course of the, you know, years and stuff. So that may be the issue with the, you know, Miss Thing from Happy Days.
Well, I think the one from Happy Days, I think Erin Morin from Happy Days is probably homeless because she might have misused some of her money. You got to remember, some people, I mean, look at Ron Howard. He's the top number one director probably in the world at this, not at this point, but there was a time where Ron Howard was just very much on top of his game. Henry Winkler is in every one of Adam Sandler's movies. As opposed to being Fonzie on Happy Days. So some people do come back and redeem themselves later on. Now, Brandy probably is coming back to redeem herself, but I doubt very seriously that she's broke.
Right. And I don't know what's really wrong with investing, you know, to make more money when you already have the money.
Right.
Again, like I said before, when I say broke, I don't mean broke like us. On their status, I mean, when I say broke. You know, like when they have a reputation where they used to making millions and millions and now they're making six figures, to them that may mean broke.
If you really think about it, a lot of these artists aren't really making millions because they're not really getting
right.
What we see in the videos are all stuff that is fronted to them. All these
right.
birds and all of this stuff that you see in the videos and
that's
on the TV, it's just all shit that's promoted to be able to go into designer closets and get wardrobe together. That stuff is just what we see for the camera. People dressed at the Soul Train Awards, that stuff is being fronted by wardrobe. So when we think that they've got these fat pieces on, we think they've got all this money, they really don't have nothing but a couple of hundred thousand. And it's not hard to go through that, especially when you got a crew.
Right. Celebrities are just like us. They're just heightened a little bit.
Right. Right, a lot of them are not making any money. Now, you want to talk about making money, we talk about movies, we talk about Will Smith, we talk about Julia Roberts, people who actually get paid millions to do a movie. just one movie. That's a bit of a money to me. But artists, I don't look at them that way. If they're not, you know, consecutively selling i.e. Celine Dion and all the rest of these people, then baby, you're just as broke as the rest of us.
Right. Do you guys think that Flo Rida is broke?
No.
Who?
Flo Rida's international. Hell no.
Who's
he's
Flo
not
Rida?
Broke at all.
Flo Rida.
That's because he tapped into a different community. He's not
uh-huh.
stuck in one place.
Right. You know, yeah, they actually just paid, I think, around like $2 million for him to perform at a bar mitzvah.
He wouldn't make it in our community. That's why he went international. We just, I don't know what it was. But internationally, and the whites, they love him.
Right.
Do y'all think Deborah Cox is broke?
Yeah.
No.
I don't.
I don't think Deborah Cox.
I think she, again, on our level, she's probably not broke. But like when she went on top of her game compared to now, what has she done lately?
A lot of those people did go away. They go back to gospel and all that other stuff. Gospel is a very profitable.
Mark, I'm sorry. I love gospel, but I think when you go from R&B to gospel,
you're done.
You don't make as much money.
Even if you don't make as much money, it's originally where you're from. Most of those people are
originally from. I'm saying, when you SWV, and you make, well, she didn't make millions, but the record company did, and then at the one point you disappeared and you went into gospel. I know that's how
it comes from gospel.
Listen,
I know, yeah, that's her
route. Y'all have to realize, that's why I like about Rihanna, because Rihanna automatically came down, and a lot of people are like, oh, Rihanna appeals to more than just the black audience. A lot of people don't know, Deborah Cox is a singing diva. She has a lot of dance hits, and she's played at a lot of clubs that we probably would, well, we'll go to them because, you know, we like that kind of music or whatever, but, like, Deborah Cox is on, she's traveling the world on Broadway right now with it. Dr. High, Jekyll and High, whatever the fuck it is. Like, she's down here in Houston right now. Her and the guy that was on American Idol, Catherine, I don't know what the fuck his name is. But anyway, she's been making dance hits. Like, even when she had How Did You Get Here and all this kind of stuff, she had a lot of dance songs that I didn't even know about that's all over the world. And she travels the world doing it. And them, like they said, Flo Rida got paid all them millions to perform at a bar mitzvah. See, them
yeah,
people
you gotta remember
rich.
Too, Keisha, a lot of people are actually taking their talents overseas. A lot of people
right.
can actually go overseas and make it. When you can make it in Japan, bitch, please.
Right.
Do y'all realize what the number one type of music is now? Look at this, Baby Tonight, the DJ gonna fall in love again, you know, Please Don't Stop the Music, all this kind of stuff. Everything is dance hall music now because they know they can spread internationally with that. Usher and I'm not crazy. Chris Brown, they're not crazy. Dance music is out now because they know they can go anywhere and they can get paid.
Yeah.
Where's the regular R&B? Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, regular
really
R&B
broke.
Is trash.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, regular soul food just playing, sitting there crying. R&B.
No.
That's
I love
boring.
Him, your soul.
Oh, shit.
You love who?
No, I know who's really broke, though. Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick is so broke. And that's so fucked up, because even when Whitney Houston was alive, God bless her soul, they didn't even help her. She was still doing infomercials.
She was so mean. No.
I got a question for y'all. R&B Divas, are y'all watching that show?
I thought it went
no.
off for the season. Did it go off for the season?
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you think those girls are broke?
Hell no. Faith Evans is definitely not broke.
Some of them are married,
yeah.
though, to...
Now, I don't know
money,
about
right?
now. Now, Monifa's broke. But but Faith Evans is definitely...
She's
Evans
still getting biggie money.
Evans has biggie small child.
She's still getting biggie money.
Right.
Right, because she still
right.
has a son.
Right, and she
and was
married.
Married to him.
Exactly. Now, she is not broke. Now, Kiki Wyatt, I think Kiki Wyatt is broke from her incident that she stabbed up the boyfriend. But Monifa is probably broke, and that girl from Brownstone, she's definitely broke. So I
okay,
think the
so
only one
she has a woman's clothing line. My question, okay, so here's my question to you guys. If my thing is, why do a reality show, okay, about your personal life, about what you're doing. That's the part I don't understand. It's like at least until you, unless you need money or you need some type of attention or you need people to see who you are again, why do a reality show about your personal life? That's
because
my
question. It's not really their personal lives. It's not really reality TV. If it's on TV, it's scripted. Like, that's what I don't understand why people watch so many reality TV shows. It's like, okay, it's reality. You think this is real? It's on television, honey. It's being scripted. So it's not reality.
Well, it's scripted, but you know what I mean? Well, it's considered reality TV. But my thing is, why get on TV and discuss X, Y, and Z? That's the part I don't understand. I always felt that if you was broke and you try to make, because they're getting paid for that shit.
A lot of people get fans when they up and up.
See what?
Right.
It's about the money. They're feeding off the stupidity of the United States of America.
Exactly, J-Rock, exactly. That's something that we've all come accustomed to, the Bad Girls Club, all of these different reality shows. It's like, to me, personally, this is my personal opinion, it's a way for the government to brainwash us into
stupid shit. I honestly believe that. And
you know what we're doing? We're rushing home. I got to watch Bad Girls Club. My brother came in here the other day and touched my DVR. I said, let me tell you something, freak. If you come in my motherfucking room one more time and touch my DVR, I'm going to break your motherfucking fingers. Talk about some Bad Girls Club. I'll teach you a Bad Girls Club, bitch. The thing about it is that this little boy goes to school. He's in school for medical. He's doing a medical thing in school. You got more time to focus on what happens between 9 and 10 when you got an exam tomorrow than to focus on some bitches that they ain't even in your race. And it's not a racial comment. It's more like, okay, you swoop into this reality TV, but it's not showing you anything real. We see people, we go right outside and watch people fight. So where's the headline? I think it's just the government brainwashing us, a way for us to keep us non-focused on the real shit that's going on around us. And this is why I refuse to watch it. I'm sorry. I watch the R&B
news. The news is also
exactly all negative. All negative. That's all you hear. In other news, a woman's been robbed and shot on the elevator while one man's suspect. You know, like, that's all you hear on the news.
Right, and next, a baby is missing. And next, exactly. Two people. And next, we have headline news. Yeah. Two people just got shot. Like, come on.
Really?
You know what? It is funny y'all say that, because I sat in my office, and I sat there, and they got this thing called Newsfix down here in Houston. And it's like, it's really interesting. They made it an interesting way of watching the news, and you know what's coming up next and all this kind of stuff. But I sat there, and from Monday through Friday, I just wrote down on a pad how many times I hear such and such got shot today, murder in this place, or such and such got ran over today, or this person had a wreck today, or this person is doing it. I'm like, God damn it. When are you going to say such and such graduated from school today, or this person got a scholarship, or... Like, what the fuck is going on?
I can answer that. It wouldn't be no news if it was bad news. Think about
it.
Who would watch it?
It's not good news if it's not negative news. That's absolutely right.
Oh, shoot.
And about the reality TV, it's not good if it's not drama or...
But you know what? You know how reality came about? I think what happened was, and quote me if I'm right or wrong, a lot of the actors went on strike. And... whoever thought of doing reality, they would pay the actors less money. They would pay them less money, so they came up with this reality TV, and then it became up this booming reality this, reality that, reality this. But the poor actors and actresses, they went on strike, and they wasn't getting nothing because they were paying these non-factors the money, less money.
Well, then let's talk about this. Why is the Houstons coming out with a show then? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're not broke. Bobby, Christina, Sissy. Why are they coming out with a show? Because, honey, the mother's dead, and I'm pretty sure that they're reaping many, many royalties and all
types of sex. I'm going to tell you something, and I hope I'm wrong. I know Clive paved the way for her and took her under his wings, but is she broke? We don't know.
We don't know.
Now, Keisha, come on now. I've sat here and listened to you argue about everybody being broke, but you will not say that about Whitney Houston. You will not.
Ma, we don't know.
You
what
will
we
not
don't know
go
what
there with Nipsey.
Okay, you know goddamn well that girl was not broke. No, I didn't think she was wrong.
She could have sniffed as many as she wanted to.
I'm just trying to. I'm trying to keep my point about the reality.
Well, you tried that.
When you asked me why would they do a reality show, again, maybe because there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Right.
She's not broke, but the family members might be broke.
Okay,
look at the Jacksons reality TV show after Michael Jackson died. How many seasons did that last? That was a joke. This show is going to be a mess. Because all you're going to do is see that show and see that little girl, instead of them trying to help that little girl, they didn't let this girl walk into something that's going to literally fuck her head up.
Right.
And Bobby Brown was a fucking joke. That reality show made an ass out of Whitney Houston.
I disagree, baby. Wait a minute. I disagree because when Whitney Houston turned around and said, "This is my favorite song," and she said, Shut up, bitch, the Black Eyed Peas went through the roof. They better thank Whitney for doing that on that show. That was a comedy of all comedies. When he said, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "You know, Tenderoni?" "No, I don't know you." You know, my prerogative? "No." Whitney's husband? "Oh, yeah. How you doing, Bobby Brown?" That was a piece.
But it's also the TV networks that, you know, throw a pitch out there and pay for it.
Right. Exactly.
Again,
and when they
reality TV,
you
gotta pay you.
You gotta if you want a place. And now, brother, I can definitely agree with
maybe she has the money.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah. Private caller.
Yeah, I've been trying to get through, and y'all was just talking. They ain't even paying no attention to the switch box. Now, everything that y'all been sitting up here talking about, from the reality shows to the people's being broke and all that stuff, yeah, y'all just described the ball scene here. When you think about it, hell, y'all just described the ball scene. And then, when you think I go find a God rest her soul, because she didn't write none of her songs, if you know anything about her. And we got up there and sang them. I only put me back on mute.
Wait a minute. How come I'm not laughing?
Hello, wake up.
Why am I laughing? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Wait. She said, "Well, if you really think about it, you just described the ball."
Wait a minute. Y'all all laughing. I don't get it.
I got it.
But you know what? I just thought about something. We need to write to a producer and have them do a reality on the ballroom motherfucking scene.
No, that'll never work.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it?
Wait a minute. Didn't VH1 do that?
The only person that came close was Sway. Sway went out to different houses and he tried to get them to talk about the balls and what do y'all do. I met him a couple times.
VH1 did something and they had and people were supposed to come there and it was supposed
Sway.
To be videotaped.
It was Sway.
Okay.
I met him. Yes.
First of all, the ballroom scene does not need to be on no motherfucking reality TV show. We are underground. We are underground group of people that keeps what we do
That's changing now because we're overseas.
Let me tell you something. When they start exposing, if you think that these girls think that they're motherfucking fab now, and you put these girls on TV, they going to have to put these bitches in straitjackets.
Mark, we already exposed. You got trannies in motherfucking videos. You
I
got
mean, that's
international people.
They're showing talent.
Wait
a
minute.
People,
right,
Sean,
so I don't,
Leomi, Pony, they're
yes.
all going around showing different parts
right.
of their talent from the ballroom.
I think we all, so you got motherfucking, Mark, Chris Brown doing dips and shit. So
all right, you
want to
keep it real? Do you really want to have some bitch that's going to leave the show and go sleep on somebody's floor on the TV show? Are you serious?
Listen, if they're going to pay me, if I write to the producers and they pay me, fuck yeah.
You know what? And you're going to, and you selling out. You're the sellout.
How am I selling out?
You're selling out because you want to be on TV.
You know what, Keisha? It's just like she said. Certain people in ballroom, just because they're on videos or just because they're doing something, that's them branching out on their own, showing their talent that they got from the ballroom. Because there's no tea, no shade. I've always wanted to be in communications and have my own radio show and do talk radio. And just so happen, I'm doing this. This is like an internship for me.
Mark, but the reason why it's not underground no more, because everything's exposed on TV, on YouTube. It's not underground anymore. You can go on. I can go on Google, and I can Google certain names, no names mentioned, and their name will pop up. Fuck YouTube.
Right, exactly. Because
now,
you got that many clips up there.
So
but, I mean, everybody.
It's not underground anymore. It's
talking about underground being exposed to people that's able to get on the internet. Yes, it's on YouTube and all that stuff. We are not meant to be on television. Our stuff is a little. First of all, the girls are sitting around bumping. Okay, that's first off. Second of all, the girls
right.
are sitting around high as hell.
But
do
of course
you
would.
Think,
would you, but of course you would edit that now. You wouldn't put. You wouldn't show
oh,
that.
Oh,
right.
now, but
then
the
now,
then
if we're not gonna show everything, right. then we shouldn't show anything.
No, because if you show that part, then that's the negative part that you really don't want to.
Right. So
you don't want to promote that.
So then it's fake. The same
the part,
shit that
you're
watching
Mark,
TV.
But the part we're trying to promote is how creative, because gay people
on,
are creative. Gay people are the ones
right.
that know about fashion and shit. Gay people are the ones that could dance. Gay people are the ones that people, other people steal our motherfucking ideas and our moves and make millions of motherfucking dollars.
Yes, but if you do
right.
that,
but
you take all
they
everybody
do that without the ballroom scene.
Right, everybody in the ballroom scene does not need to be exposed in that way. There are certain people that are only talented enough to just come and show their talent at the ballroom. Do you really want to put them on the
but
platform?
Mark, they got reality. They have reality. Mark, that's part of reality. They have reality on every other thing. They got reality on cooking. They got reality on how to be a model. They have reality on how to motherfucking cook.
So now,
they have
so
reality
you know
how to
basically,
be.
You know what you're basically doing? You're contradicting yourself because you just said you don't understand why so many things is on reality TV and why so many people want to go around floss and act like it. Now you want to put the ball
no,
on
no, no,
reality
no,
TV
no,
show?
No. I said to you, I never said that. I said reality. I said, do you think the people are broke when they start doing reality? I never
so,
said
so you would want to get paid. So you know how many people are in the ballroom? You think they're going to pay all of these people? Or do you think that...
No, people who get paid are the ones who actually go to the producer saying, listen, why don't you do a reality show on the ballroom scene?
So
and
basically, you're going to have the ballroom scene on the forefront, but you're going to get paid because you act the producer, but everybody else participating don't get paid.
It's just a thought. Oh, my God. Why are you shooting me down?
No,
I'm just a messenger.
Believe it or not, there's some gay people who have professional jobs that, you know, might get in drags and turn it out.
Thank you, London.
They might turn it out and stuff, and, you know, someone sees them on TV and pours it. You know, technology is just everything. You can catch everything.
I probably don't want nobody to know that I'm up there in a fucking Speedo and some, you know, flowers and
oh
stuff.
Oh, my God. Do we need that visual? Do we really need that visual?
J-Rock, it's on YouTube. It's already exposed.
I'm not on YouTube with my Speedos and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I might be walking Sex Island one day. I don't know.
Child.
But I'm saying, I mean, I think that the ballroom just needs to stay where it is. All of that stuff. Then people will have to start signing consent forms. We good. I think we're good exactly where we're at, underground. I mean, we can't even decide on anything as much as who's going to throw a ball where and why are you throwing the ball on my date. So I really don't
right,
think reality
we can't even
TV.
Get it together.
We
right.
can't even get a pay-per-view ball off without problems.
Exactly, for the first 5 seconds.
Right, and did you speaking of ballroom? Did you guys see that fight with the queens and the guy who said y'all all faggots?
Oh yeah. Did y'all hear about the guy that stabbed The trend is with her boyfriend, and the guy stabbed the boyfriend because he was homophobic.
No.
What?
Yes.
Where the fuck
did
you get this stuff from? Where is this stuff?
There was a trainee, I forgot her name, a trainee, she was with her boyfriend, and the guy stabbed the boyfriend because he was homophobic.
So she was clockable.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I mean, if you're homophobic and you're with a trans, if you're with a, let me see, not trans, if you're with a transsexual and you're there and the straight guy standing there and he stabs the guy that's going with the transsexual because he's homophobic, wouldn't that mean the trainee was clockable?
Right, something had to just, you know, spark him.
Right, because, I mean, in all honesty, standing there with Omaya, whatever house she's in, I don't think too many men is going to go stabbing the boyfriend.
Right, was it the feet? Was it the hands?
was it the lace front? I mean.
Right.
Wait a minute,
you have any more calls?
Got him clocked. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if he's homophobic and everything, I mean, it's certain girls you go out with, it gets very, oh, my God, yo, dude is with a fucking man. And then it's certain people that you go out with, and you be like, oh, word, he with that cunt. You know, like, she was clockable. I'm not saying
she,
that he should have stabbed him.
Stabbed?
I think that's totally
wrong, but
why
she didn't get stabbed?
Well, I don't know. I'm just... Mm-mm.
He got stabbed because he said the guy was homophobic. He don't like homos. So why didn't he stab the tranny instead of the boyfriend?
Right. She tipped it up.
Right.
There's something behind that.
But seriously,
right.
That with that fight, those queens can't fight.
They
yes,
all win, me.
London, let me tell you something. Dumb queen did not do a good job at all.
They
that
did
boy
not.
Should have been demolished in that thing. And it was like five of them.
Right.
I was like, are you serious?
Wait, I'm sorry.
I like how they ran up, but I just don't like how.
Wait, is this? Are you talking about the after the ball?
No, we're talking about Keisha. I don't know.
IHOP?
Are you not on Facebook or something? Because all of this stuff is on Facebook.
Right, Keisha.
No, she's not in none of our groups. I don't think.
Yeah, Jason
all
didn't invite me.
All the stuff that we're talking about.
Well, I don't know who you are on Facebook.
Right.
I'm sure you're friends with Jazz or somebody
else. Listen. Okay. I'm a college, I'm in a fraternity, all that stuff, I got to be careful because people hit me up.
Shout out my boyfriend in a fraternity.
I understand.
We're getting married next week.
No, no,
he's
I understand,
careful.
But people, it's, ooh, you might know, ooh, girl.
You
an
alpha? You an alpha?
No, ooh. I'm a sigma. I'm a
you
phi beta
kappa?
Sigma. Sigma. Phi beta sigma.
Sigma? Sigma? Oh, so you know how to step.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so you were a part of the ballroom scene. You come out, you're out, or you do what you do in the ballroom scene. See, this is my thing. I don't understand that. See, my thing is a little bit reversal. It was a time where I wasn't out, and when I came out, everything just changed.
I'm
like, going to
interest
you.
You.
I left my whole life behind. How do you come out with twist? Do this,
my,
and then go
one
back
of my frat, I'm going to tell you what really discouraged me from the board. My frat brother says, Mo, I got to, oh, Maroney, oof. My frat brother says, so-and-so. He goes, wait a minute. I saw you on a tape. I says, what are you talking about? He goes, I heard you walking with a suitcase, and then next thing you was fucking voguing with tights and shit. I was like, oh, shit. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, my God. He goes, what the fuck? He goes, he says, you know, and some people, you know how some people feel about the ballroom scene. You already know. And me, I thought the opposite. And I'm like, well, you know, I was tuning into my other side of my, you know, sexuality. And he didn't understand. It's like he thought of me differently. It just really, and I'm like, oh, shit.
So
and
you went back into hiding as a butch queen so that way you can avoid being embarrassed.
No, it's not, well, the Facebook thing, because you don't know who knows who, and you know how
no,
people
No, I
talk.
Understand that part, but I'm still trying to understand how you went back, because you were originally in the scene, and then you went back and
I got out of the scene for other reasons, because I think the scene is very seedy, it's very political, it's just a lot of shit that is not the way it used to be, and I have zero tolerance for shit like that. I'm not going to pay $30 to go to a fight, or whether or not I'm going to walk out with being hit by mistake or I can't. I'm too old for that, you know. And on top of that, I'm tired of fucking walking against people who may be legendary, and because they have a more than a name themselves,
it's like, okay, you know what, we're going to give it to that person because they're more known or they're legendary. I'm sorry, them days are over.
Yeah, but you know, let me tell you something, Keisha. Even with that, I've experienced that in the ballroom scene as well. And I've lost to a lot of people that are now legendary in my time. At that time, they were not legendary. But I've lost to a lot of people as well in my time. But I never look at it that way, like, okay, well, you know, these people are legend. I mean, we all got a different way of looking at it. I'm not trying to get you to see my point of view or see it the way I see it. But, I mean, you have to realize it's all about a chance you take. If they don't see you out there enough, naturally, if the Twister, Boogie Revlon, or the Twister, let's just say Quincy Icon is out there and they're voguing and they don't know you, I mean, if it's a political thing, they're going to vote for them, yes, because they're known like girlfriends or whatever, which is fine. But sometimes as a person that comes out there, you would notice that even when those people went...
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
So, breaking fucking news. There's another Blahnik conspiracy going on. I know we're not supposed to, you know, mention their name and everything like that, but, you know, earlier today, there was 10 new administrators promoted inside the, inside the Ballroom A-List show, little room. There, before they got added, there was 2,000, I think, I don't really remember how many people was in that room. But after they got added, they were asked each to invite everyone on their friends list to the Ballroom A-List chat room. Now, they have, congratulations, they have 7,001 members just to tap the Ballroom official Ballroom radio show chat room. And I can
so by tomorrow, when all those people realize they've been added to bullshit, it's going to go back down to its original number.
Because I definitely got out of the offset to my, I asked Jason, how the fuck did I get back in this room that I got kicked out of?
Well, the name that we can't mention has banned both my real name and my radio show name. And one of his administrators was supposedly taking me off the ban, but apparently he can't get me off the ban. But if he, even if he chooses to and he gets me off, I really don't care to go back to that room. But that's
fine.
Right, that
you're
that
gonna be member 7002.
But I find that if that is true, that is absolutely pathetic that you had to add all those people as administrators so that you could top us.
Yeah.
And then your rum is still dead.
Right,
and I think that's why they're supposed to be deleting all the profanity and all the, you know, the drama and stuff.
Well, they're gonna have to start putting up pictures of some coochie and some dicks or something, because if they got a bunch of straight people in there, they're gonna start reading eventually.
Right.
Well, London, yeah. I have a question for London.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the tea party, right?
Of course, definitely.
Okay. Well, I just want to know something because people are so fucking scary. Now look at the administrators. Now, when I looked at those fucking administrators, the first thing that rung in my head was when all the bullshit popped off.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Some of these people that are administrators was in our
in
inner
our
circle,
chat, our private
and
chat.
They were in. And remember when stuff was getting leaked? I'm just saying, I'm not the one to gossip. You ain't heard it from me. But
right,
it's too many people that are administrators. How did they get promoted to administrators in that room when they were in our inner circle and in the tea party and stuff was getting leaked? I'm just
because
saying.
Because they were throwing stuff out there, i.e. Lonnie Lon, or whoever the hell he is, and all those other people that's administrators in there. That's how they became administrators, by leaking the tea.
I think he used them for their friends list, how big their friends list was.
Of course.
Well, the people that he used and made administrators, I'm gagging because it's just like,
I'm truly gagging. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even know these people, and neither does he.
Well, congratulations on your 7,000 members. I hope you get reported as spam, because that's what's going to happen when those when some of those people realize they were added to a group that they did not want to be a part of. That may be why I was at, now that kind of sounds like the reason why I was added to a certain group by a certain administrator in his group, and I don't remember asking to join that group, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Let's just see how many people is in there tomorrow.
7,890.
She's definitely
going to
be.
It's going to be 525,600 members. Oh, well, I'm sure that they are listening, but that, damn, that's just sad. Wow, you really want to be number one. You couldn't be number one any other kind of way, so now you had to get your administrators to go and do something like that.
Right. Wow. What happened to the only A-list people? Why is it D-list, B-list, C-list?
Well, apparently those 7,000 people were A-list, and I guess we're still naughty karate.
I can't.
On display, every day, on display. Okay.
I mean, you know what? I mean, to me, it's just all a kiki, you know.
Wait,
whatever.
Did you guys hear that story about, I'm sorry, Mark, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go.
It was this tranny, she was a pre-op, and right after surgery, she killed her doctor because her pussy wasn't fat enough.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't.
Crazy.
I can't, not with fat enough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was over it.
Is Tiffany still with us, speaking of coochies?
You know what?
Where is Tiff?
I think she got disconnected. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, she did get disconnected.
Was she on your phone?
No, she called in. She was on.
Oh, sorry, Tiff.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we only got.
But if they pay me enough money, I'ma turn your ass in, Tiffany.
Okay.
Point right,
sir.
Say that's the man you've been looking for.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Gagaween is going to be such a kiki. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Where's
Ed? I hate when I get disconnected in the show and record mode.
What did you say?
Oh,
day?
She
you
did get disconnected. Mark, call Tiffany.
Antoine Dawson.
Where's who?
Antoine Dawson. Trayvon.
I have no idea. Hold on.
Oh, you calling Tiffany?
Where's Trey?
Mark, you calling Trey? Let me find out.
Keisha, you know that Keisha, they don't say smoking. They don't say smoking on Keisha no more. They say smoking on Trey.
Ooh. We smoking on
Keisha,
Trey.
Keisha, did you feel fab when they came out with the song?
Okay, we're back.
Is Tiffany with you?
Yes, I'm finally here, honey. Jesus.
Okay.
Tiff, did you and Naima get on the same plan?
Did we get on the what? No.
You've been having a lot of trouble lately.
No, I have Sprint. I don't know what Sprint is giving, honey. Naima has the Mexican one. You know the I don't know one of the Mexican line.
Why is she so quiet, Naima?
She went down to the bodega to pay the bill. The bodega.
Wait. Oh, New York do have the 24-hour bodegas with the window.
No, what y'all fella realize is, nobody really realizes this about me. I'm from New York. I was born in Kings County Hospital, honey, okay, Brooklyn, New York. It's just that I moved, honey, but I know what New York gives, honey. Yes.
Honey, New York is not giving the same now, honey.
I'm scared for my life. I ran for my life, Jesus.
You ain't take your shoes.
London, let me tell you, I missed you some. London, can I tell you, I missed you so much, London. Why you been MIA so much?
You know, I have to. You know, I have to just do me.
Oh my God.
No, I was just,
oh,
I was just, you know, saving up the coin, trying to travel a little bit and make the coin, to get the coin, you know.
I hope you're not on Backpage like Maria.
Oh, no.
Transsexual Maria. Yeah.
Bitch, my egg got flagged.
I put my card so it won't go no less than $100.
Did you just say your egg got flagged?
Yes, bitch.
Oh, shit.
That egg need to be flagged for lying. You lying to your
client. Wait, did it get flagged? Jason, did it get flagged because you showed one butt cheek or?
I'm using Tiffany pictures, so I don't know how it got flagged.
Oh, well, that's not true because, girl, they come for Tiffany pictures, honey. They say, are
okay.
You the porno star, Judge?
Y'all guys need to start wrapping it up. Start saying goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody. Oh, my God.
Tomorrow.
Because you know how fair she can be.
Mm-hmm.
Your bills piling
up. I'm sorry
up.
I just got back on, everybody, but see you next Tuesday, and I love all my members on the cast, and can't wait to see you guys next week.
Oh, I can't
yay,
wait to
Gabba see you. Gabba
yes, I can't
die.
Wait. I just want to say, you're going to jail now. You're going to jail now.
Oh, and wait, did I tell you guys I'm a new godmother? I have two godmothers.
Oh, congratulations.
Aww. Oh, niece and nephew Bridget?
No, they're both girls. Seven's two last teeth.
Ooh.
I can't relate.
There ain't never been a one that my ass was too much.
I want to say goodnight. I'm so sorry for coming on so late. That's the effects of smoking on that tray. But good night to you all, and I love you all. Tune in tomorrow.
I just want to say good night, and I'm going to be watching Tiffany this weekend to make sure she don't pick up Trey by the trash can.
Oh, I don't shit. Do trash can trade, baby. Oh, my trade comes with a coin, honey. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, last but not least, I'm going to say to everyone, if you have not gotten a table, you need to do so soon. Captain 666, riddle me this. Don't forget about the mini grand prizes for 2000. Walk for me, Black Widow. No, sorry, that's the wrong one. Move Russian to make sure I don't get cut off. Mr. Twisters and Sisters 500 Puppet Master. That's a mini grand. Femme Queen Face for 1,000. The Black Widow. Who do you think's going to win? Legendary Performance 666. Captains, be ready. It's going to gag or win. Again, tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency. As always, call in. Hit Jasmine up if you have a topic or something you want to discuss, because it does change from time to time. And we love you all for loving us, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.